Now time for the best pregame show in minor league baseball, the Air Show, starring Michael, Mark Antonini, Stach, and Ray. Let's take it down to the first base dugout.
All right, Jason, thanks for the shout-out, as always. This is the Air Show, Game 2 of a six-game series here from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium between your Aberdeen Ironbirds and the visiting Winston-Salem Dash. He's Ray Atkinson. I'm Michael Marcantonini. Well, Ray, it's good to have you back. Big win for the Birds last night, 5-2 to take the series opener against Winston-Salem. And, Ray, let's jump into the pitching first, because that's where I want to start, because the pitching was excellent. Three arms combined for 9 innings of 2-run ball last night. It started with Daniel Lloyd, 5 shutout innings. He now has a 2.25 ERA in the month of June, spanning his last 5 outings. And how about Dan Hammer finishing it off, 2 scoreless innings in relief, 3 strikeouts, picked up his first save of the season.
First save of the season in June. They're still coming along. And as for June, yes, as you mentioned, Daniel Lloyd's June has been nothing short of spectacular, and Daniel Lloyd set the pace early last night for the Birds. It pretty much was never in doubt.
Well, the Birds' bats did their jobs as well. 5 runs on the board for Aberdeen last night. It started with Frederick Benkosme. He reached base safely in all 4 of his plate appearances, went 3-for-3, brought home 2 runs with a single in the 5th. He also walked. And how about Jackson Holliday? Continues to get it done, doubled off the right center field wall in the middle innings, walked, scored 2 runs. And then a couple of sack flies from Isaac Bologna and Isaac De Leon. And Dylan Beavers also had an RBI single. So pretty much up and down the lineup, everybody getting it done.
It was a tale of 2 Isaacs at the bottom of the lineup. And I'm not going to lie, that double by Jackson Holliday last night, I was up in the press box, I thought it went over the fence for a minute. I was like, okay, there we go. And, oh, it's a double. But still, it was quite effective for the Ironbirds. Their bats were on fire last night.
Jackson now has 9 extra base hits in 6 games against Winston-Salem this season, so you know at least one guy likes playing against this Dash team. Well, really, all the Ironbirds do. The Birds are now 6-1 against the Dash this season, looking to add another W tonight in Game 2 of this 6-game series. But before we preview tonight's game, Ray, let's take a look at one of the hottest hitters in this Aberdeen lineup, and it's infielder Frederick Benkosme. In his last 5 games, he's 11-for-19 with 6 runs batted in, and he's also scored 4 runs. In the month of June, he's batting .316 with a .381 on base percentage. Those are pretty good numbers, right?
Absolutely. 16-for-20 in the month of June. What more can you ask for Frederick? He's been getting on the base as well and stealing, swiping bases like everybody else on the Ironbirds. So if you can get on base the way that he does and be able to get as many extra bases as you can, you can't ask for more from the middle of the lineup.
Well, you mentioned it there. He's hit safely in 16 of 20 games in which he's had at least 1 at-bat in June. And how about last night with the 3 hits and reaching base safely 4 times? He now has 4 games this season with at least 3 hits. And get a load of these numbers, right? On this season, in 58 games, he's worked 31 walks, but he's only struck out 38 times. So not only is the strikeout-to-walk ratio really good, the fact that he's fanned just 38 times in 58 games, I mean, you just know he's going to get the bat on the ball, and that's huge for this team.
That it is. And yes, last night was a sight to behold. You are a man of numbers, Mr. Michael Marcantonini, because those numbers are absolutely crooked, and he's been putting them up all June long.
I'm not great with math, but I like the statistics, so I try to mix those in every once in a while.
I went to advanced placement in high school, so I love statistics.
All right, so I might need to mix you in on some of those as well. But before we get into the keys to the game, I'm going to throw it to our guy, Stash. Stash, tell us what's going on this week. Where are you at, my guy? There he is.
I got some math for you. What do you get when you put a hot Ironbirds team with some perfect baseball weather? You've got yourself a fantastic night. Am I right, Ironbird fans? Absolutely, and we have so much planned for you in between the innings. Just like the guys on the field, we're going to be giving you our all in between those innings. So I need you to give your all the whole game. Let me hear you. Let's go, Ironbirds! That is right, and we've got even more fun planned for you this weekend. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, please do that soon. They are running out for Independence Day weekend. You know we're going to pack the park as always. So one more time, let's go Ironbirds! Back to you, Mike.
All right, Stash, thanks for hyping up the crowd, letting us know what's going on here at Leidos Field the rest of the week. Well, Ray, keys to tonight's game, we're going to start with extend the lead. The Birds did a great job of this last night. They grabbed that early lead, extended it, went up 5-0, held on for the 5-2 win. They'll look to do it again tonight. And then how about limit extra base hits? Now, Trace Bright, who's on the mound for the Birds tonight, has done a great job limiting those extra base hits. The Birds only allowed 2 extra base hits last night, a triple and a solo homer. So those are the keys to tonight's game, looking to keep things rolling.
Yeah, nothing good ever comes after a leadoff double. Nothing good comes after a leadoff walk. So limit those extra base hits, and you'll win a lot of games.
Well, we heard from Stash. He's Ray Atkinson. I'm Michael Marcantonini. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Air Show. First pitch coming up at 7:05, Ironbirds fans, as the Birds look to make it two straight to start this series against Winston-Salem. Tune into the broadcast in a few minutes. Let's fly.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome for our first pitch, Dat Fan, the original winner of NBC's Last Comic Standing. He is performing tomorrow night at the Havre de Grace Opera House.
All right, everybody, let's make some noise for Dat! Come on, everybody! Dat, whenever you are ready, let her rip, big guy! Oh, just a bit outside! One more time for Dat Fan, everybody! And again, you can see him tomorrow night at the Havre de Grace Opera House.
Fans, please check out our upcoming events. July 15th is our Zorball Tournament of Champions and our Boy Band Firework Night. Contact the ticket office for tickets for July 15th. You don't want to miss it.
It's now time to welcome the coaches for the Ironbirds. The Ironbirds are managed by Roberto Mercado. Hitting coach, Zach Cole. Pitching coach, Austin Miney. Fundamentals coach, Chase Sebi. Development coach, Billy Facto. Strength and conditioning coach, Chris Frosch. Athletic trainer, Tori Atencio. Assistant athletic trainer, Riley Sanders. Clubhouse manager, Ross Stovall. And technology coordinator, Cal Christensen. It's now time to meet the starting lineups for tonight's game. First, for the visiting Winston-Salem Dash, as announced by manager Guillermo Quiros. Leading off, the center fielder, number 11, Jacob Burke. Batting second, the second baseman, number 13, Andy Atwood. Batting third, the left fielder, number 25, DJ Gladney. Batting cleanup, the right fielder, number 6, Wilfred Varas. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, number 17, Tim Elko. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 28, Michael Turner. Batting seventh, first baseman, number 8, Sean Gusenberg. Batting eighth, the third baseman, number 10, Wes Kapp. Batting ninth, shortstop, number 7, Taishi Nakawaki. Starting for the Winston-Salem Dash is number 2, Andrew Dahlquist. All right, Ironbirds fans, it's time to introduce your hometown lineup presented by Beacon Staffing.
the Ironbirds are managed by Roberto Mercado. Leading off, the third baseman, number 16, Max Wagner. Batting second, the shortstop, number 11, Jackson Holliday. Batting third, the center fielder, number 23, Dylan Beavers. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 29, Creed Willems. Batting fifth, the second baseman, number 21, Frederick Ben-Cosme. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, number 10, Silas Ardway. Batting seventh, the first baseman, number 28, Jacob Teeter. Batting eighth, the left fielder, number 31, Ryan Higgins. Batting ninth, the right fielder, number 65, Luis Valdez. Starting for the Ironbirds is number 25, Trace Bright. Let Beacon Staffing be the next member of your starting lineup. Tonight's game time is 7:05, and it is currently 77 degrees. Lucky 77.
Nice night for a ball game here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as the Ironbirds get set to play game two of a six-game series against the Winston-Salem Dash. Hi, everyone. My name is Michael Mark Cantonini, the voice of the Ironbirds, live from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Game two of six this week between the Dash and the Birds. Birds picked up a 5-2 win in last night's game. They have now won six in a row against the Dash. They are 6-1 against Winston-Salem this season. And the Birds come into tonight's game 35-33 overall in the season, 3-1 in the second half with a +10 second half run differential. They are in second place in the South Atlantic League North Division, just a half game behind the Brooklyn Cyclones. On the flip side, Winston-Salem is 36-31 overall, 2-2 in the second half with a -7 second half run differential. 2.5 games out of first place in the South Division. They are in third place in their division. Starting pitching matchup for tonight's game, right-hander Trace Bright gets the ball for the Birds. He goes up against right-hander Andrew Dahlquist for the Dash. Well, Bright and the Ironbirds are out on the field warming up. So while they do that, let's get you tonight's starting lineups as we get set for baseball here in the Dean. For the Ironbirds, leading off at third base, Max Wagner. Jackson Holliday's the shortstop. He bats second. Dylan Beavers in the three-hole. He's over in center field. Creed Williams batting fourth, doing the catching. Frederick Benkosme at second base, batting fifth. Silas Ardouin is the designated hitter. He bats sixth. Jacob Teeter over at first base, batting seventh. Ryan Higgins in the eight-hole in left field. And rounding out the lineup, batting ninth, it's the right fielder, Luis Valdez, behind Bright, who's almost finished with his warm-up tosses, so just about set for baseball here in the Dean. On the flip side for Winston-Salem, top three in the order, Jacob Burke, Andy Atwood, and DJ Gladney. 4-6, Wilfred Varis, Tim Elko, and Michael Turner. And then 7-9, Sean Gusenberg, Wes Kath, and Taishi Nakawaki. So those are the starting lineups for both teams in tonight's game. Birds and Dash going at it for the second time this week. So a lot of baseball to be played between these two teams over the next 5 days. Birds grabbed the opener last night 5-2. They led 5-0 at one point, so they led the entire way. Pitching was great. 9 innings of two-run ball combined between 3 arms. And now here in game two, Trace Bright gets the ball looking to keep the Ironbirds in the win column. So Bright gets Jacob Burke, Andy Atwood, and DJ Gladney, the top three in the Winston-Salem order. First pitch of the night from Bright misses inside. The count's 1-0 on Burke, the center fielder. Burke made his high A debut last night and looked pretty good. Fouls the second pitch of the game back. Count's 1-1. Burke started in center, singled and stole a bag in the first. He walked later in the game, so reached safely in two of his 4 plate appearances. Right-handed batter awaits the 1-1, a little bit off the plate, and the count is 2-1. So just underway here in Aberdeen as Bright goes at the leadoff man Burke. 2-1 pitch, a little bit high, and the count goes to 3-1. Kyle Nickel is the home plate umpire in tonight's game. Samuel Carey has the bases. Bright's 3-1, fouled back right behind home plate off the facing of the press box. And the count runs full. Bright, a 6'4 right-hander, 22 years old in his second professional season. Here's the payoff pitch, fouled back again, so we'll do at least one more 3-2. Throws 4 pitches, fastball, slider, curveball, change. Enters tonight's game with a 5.04 ERA, 25 earned runs in 44 and two-thirds innings of work, but that ERA continues to dip. He's been great over the last month. 3-2 again, in on the hands, ground ball foul, third base side. And yet another 3-2 coming Burke's way. 14th appearance, 12th start of the season for Trace Bright. 65 strikeouts and 29 walks. Ready's the 3-2 again. Here it is, ground ball, hard hit up the middle. That's through into center field. So a leadoff base hit for Jacob Burke, same thing he did last night. And the leadoff man is on for Winston-Salem. That brings up Andy Atwood, the second baseman who did not play in last night's game. So he's manning the keystone today, and he'll hit with a man on first and no outs. No score, top of the first here in the Dean, just underway, only one batter in, as Bright looks to work around the leadoff base hit. Wagner, the third baseman, comes in. Burke takes off, pitches a called strike, throw down from Willems. It skips off the glove of Benkosme, but he does a good job of keeping his glove on the base where Burke had slid in head first to make Burke think that he had the baseball. And that allowed Beavers, the center fielder, to race in, pick it up, get it in quickly. So a stolen base for Jacob Burke, carbon copy of what he did last night. So he's at second with no outs. Counts 0-1 on Atwood, right-handed batter.
rocking the high socks with the stirrups. Shows bunt, but taps it foul. It's 0-2. Daniel Lloyd started for Aberdeen last night, and he tossed 5 shutout innings. Over his last 5 starts, Lloyd has been excellent and now has a 2.25 ERA in June. Bright looking to continue the role that this Birds pitching staff is on. 0-2 in the dirt. Nice job by Willems to keep it in front. 1-2. So 65 strikeouts for Trace Bright in just 44 and two-thirds innings so far this season. Excellent strikeout numbers. Opponents hitting 204 against him with just a 712 OPS. Burke leads off second. Ben Cosme at second, keeping him close. Bright set on the mound. Here's his 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. A punch out for Bright. That is out number one in the first. Atwood was way late on that. And Bright picks up his 66th punch out of the season. So one out for the three-hole hitter, DJ Gladney. Burke remains at second after the single and the swiped bag. A lot of right-handed hitters in this dash order. 7 of the 9 starters bat right-handed. 2 lefties. First pitch, swing and a miss. Let's set the defense for Aberdeen. Creed Willems is behind the plate. Max Wagner at third base. Jackson Holliday's the shortstop. Frederick Ben Cosme is at second. Jacob Teeter at first. In the outfield, Ryan Higgins at left. Dylan Beavers in center. And Luis Valdez in right. Pickoff play to second. Ben Cosme came in a little late. And the runner Burke is back diving. Birds off to a solid start here in the second half of the South Atlantic League season. 3-1 to open up half number two. Bright's 0-1. Grounded to shortstop. Holliday looks to third, but then he goes the long way to first. 6-3 put out is out number two. It's a gutsy base running play by Burke from second to try to get to third on a ball to the left side, but he's able to do it. So a man at third with two down for Winston-Salem. That brings up Wilfred Varis, the right fielder. Varis started in right last night. Was also in the cleanup spot. So he'll try to keep this inning going for the dash. All 4 infielders back. First pitch swinging a foul back to the netting. Counts 0-1. So Bright getting ahead of hitters early. Trying to get through a scoreless first. Looks over at the runner at third. Now to the plate, 0-1 pitch, fouled back. A lot of early swings from the top 4 hitters in this dash lineup. They're trying to get on Bright early. Trace 1 pitch away from getting out of the inning. Short lead off third for Burke. Here's the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball got him up top. 2 strikeouts for Trace Bright in a scoreless top of the first. He strands a man at third with 2 down, and that is it for the dash. So no score after a half inning of play. We'll head to the bottom of the first and see if the Birds can jump on the board first. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer Flex Packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
No score after a half inning of play in Aberdeen. Bottom one, Max Wagner, Jackson Holliday, and Dylan Beavers set to lead things off. Wagner swings at the first pitch and dribbles one to short. Handled out there by Nakawaki, throws over to first. And a 6-3 putout starts the home half of inning number one. One up, one down for right-hander Andrew Dahlquist, the starter for Winston-Salem. So here's Jackson Holliday, the shortstop. A couple days ago received the news that he was tabbed to represent the Orioles in the 2023 MLB Futures game. First pitch to Holliday, breaking ball over for a strike. It's 0-1. So Holliday will head to Seattle and play in the Futures game on July 8th. Heston Kerstad, former Ironbird and current tied up in AAA, will head there as well. 0-1 pitch to Holliday. Off the end of the bat, out to second. Atwood is there, over to first. And on three pitches, Andrew Dahlquist has two outs and two ground ball outs. So that brings up Dylan Beavers. Defensively for Winston-Salem, Michael Turner's behind home plate. Wes Kath, the third baseman. Taishi Nakawaki at short. Andy Atwood at second. Sean Gusenberg at first. In the outfield, DJ Gladney in left, Jacob Burke in center, and Wilfred Varis in right. Here's Beavers. Swings at the breaking ball and sends that one off the facing of the first base dugout. Everybody swinging early tonight on both sides. Beavers down in the count 0-1. All four infielders back deep with the outfielders straight away. Two outs and 0-1, bottom one. 0-1, breaking ball a little off the plate. It's 1-1 on Beavers. Beavers has seven hits in his last 20 at-bats over his last five games. Two doubles in that span. He's also driven in a pair of runs. Nine extra base hits overall in the month of June. Takes outside there, 2-1. Beavers had a big series during the last homestand against Brooklyn. 2-1 pitch coming high and away, 3-1. Homered in back-to-back games. Delivered a two-run walk-off single. And also robbed a homer against the Cyclones that week. 3-1 pitch, swinging a foul back. Count goes full. So two ground outs for Dahlquist so far. Dahlquist, 6 feet 1 inches tall, 22 years old in his fourth professional season. He was a third-round pick by the White Sox in 2019 out of high school in California. So fourth pro season, but still only 22. He struggled this season, an 8.49 ERA and 12 starts so far. 3-2, breaking ball, fly ball center field. Coming in is Burke. He makes the grab on the run. And it's a 1-2-3 bottom of the first for Andrew Dahlquist. So both pitchers throw up zeros in the first, and we are scoreless after one. We'll head to the top of the second inning after this quick break on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our fourth annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Scoreless after an inning of play here in Aberdeen. Top of the second inning, Tim Elko, Michael Turner, and Sean Gusenberg, 5-6-7 for Winston-Salem. Against right-hander Trace Bright for Aberdeen. First pitch of the inning from Bright, fastball right down the chute. Counts 0-1 on Elko. Tim started at first base last night. He's the designated hitter tonight. Second game at high A for him. Made his high A debut last night along with Burke. Takes another strike, counts 0-2. Couple of strikeouts, a sac fly, and a walk for Elko last night. Brought home one of the two runs. Swings and sends that one in the air. Shallow center. Here comes Beavers. Makes the grab on the run. Hat flew off, but he's able to make the grab. Nice running grab by Beavers, who is a regular in right field for this Ironbirds team, but getting a little work in center tonight. So Elko retired on three pitches, and Bright is in a groove early. One out, no one on. Here's the left-handed swinging catcher, Michael Turner. Turner back behind the plate tonight. Singled in four at-bats last night. Pitch misses low. Counts 1-0. No score, top two. Both pitchers looking good early. A lot of free swingers on both sides so far. Bright readies the 1-0. Fastball right there. It's 1-1. Bright threw 17 pitches, 13 strikes in the first, so he is all around the plate tonight. Give up a leadoff single to Burke, but that's it. 1-1 downstairs. So the count now 2-1 on Turner. In his last five appearances, Bright's posted a 2.11 ERA with 28 strikeouts in 21 and a third innings of work. Really solid run that he's on right now. Missed low there. Count goes to 3-1. And I mentioned the strikeouts in the first inning. You know, more than 20 strikeouts than innings pitched. So 65 strikeouts entering tonight's game's up to 67 now. And only 46 innings of work counting the inning in a third tonight. Well, he walks Turner there to put a man on with one down. So you can always trust Trace to go out there and help his own cause out by limiting contact and picking up those strikeouts. That's what he did in the first, picked up two. Here's Sean Gusenberg. He swings at the first pitch. Deep drive to right center. Beavers and Valdez both going back on it, and it's Beavers who makes the grab on the track. Nice running grab by Beavers. I want to say three or four steps from that right center field wall. So he does a great job coming in on the ball for out number one in the inning, and then goes back on one in the gap for out number two. So Turner back to first. Here's Wes Kath, the third baseman. One of two left-handed hitters in the lineup. As Bright looks to throw up another zero. No score, top of the second inning. First pitch, breaking ball misses off the plate. Lefty shift on for Kath. The third baseman, Wagner, is closer to where the shortstop normally would play than where the third baseman would, and he's deep. Holiday shading up the middle and deep. Ben Cosme shading towards first. And Teeter holding on the runner at first. Pitch outside, 2-0. Kath hit a solo homer in the seventh inning of last night's game. Added a single in the game as well. He went 2-for-4. He was the only dash starter with multiple hits in the game. 2-0. Hard hit ground ball foul down the first baseline. Counts 2-1. So the home run that Kath hit was an absolute shot. He crushed it over the warehouse shed type of structure beyond the Ironbirds bullpen in right field. I mean, it cleared it easily. It was a shot, but just a solo shot. And at the time, the Birds were up 5-1, so it didn't mean a ton. And the bullpen finished off the job. Birds won it by 3. Pitch missed inside. Counts 3-1 now on Kath. And Kath swung 3-0 last night when he hit that homer. Swings 3-1 there and tips it in and out of the glove of Creed Willems. So three balls, two strikes, two outs. With Turner at first, he'll be off on the pitch. Bright looking to make it two scoreless to start his night. Runner goes, payoff pitch. Fouled back up over my head in the broadcast booth. Well, you know what? Got the glove ready. I'm ready. So if another one comes up this way, I'm ready to roll. I think it's been every game. Another baseball's come a little bit closer to this broadcast booth. But I'm prepared these days. 3-2 pitch again from Bright. Swing and a miss. Three strikeouts for Trace through two scoreless. He looks really good early, and he continues the run he's on over his last handful of outings. We're scoreless after an inning and a half. We'll head to the home half of the second after these messages on the Ironbirds Radio Network, WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer FlexPacks. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Bottom of the second inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Mark Cantonini with you on the call. Game two of a six-game set between the visiting Dash and your Aberdeen Ironbirds. Creed Willems, Frederick Benkosme, and Silas Ardouin. The 4-5 and 6 hitters due up for Aberdeen. First pitch misses low and into Creed, 1-0. Andrew Dahlquist, starter for Winston-Salem, worked a 1-2-3 first, two groundouts and a flyout. 1-0, breaking ball over to Creed, 1-1. He threw just 9 pitches, 6 strikes in that 1-2-3 first. Got Wagner and Holiday to ground out, and then Beavers a fly out to center. 1-1 to Creed, way early on a breaking ball there. It's 1-2. Willems has 5 multi-hit games in his last 13, including 3 in a row from June 20th through the 24th at Wilmington. 1-2, breaking ball missed a little bit high. Good take there. It was close. Count even at 2. Creed back behind the dish tonight. 2-2 low and away. He spent some time at first base. He's also spent some time DHing so far this season, working in and out behind the plate with Silas Ardouin. Well, the Birds are really solid everywhere around the diamond. I mean, this is an excellent defensive team, but behind the plate, they are really rock solid with Ardouin and Willems. 3-2 pitch coming up. Here it is, breaking ball. Willems smacks it off of the facing of the Birds dugout, and 4 or 5 guys jumped off that top step down there. It's always funny to see the guys' reactions when a foul ball comes over towards the dugout, and everybody was getting out of the way on that one. Count remains full as the Birds look to get the leadoff man on here in inning number 2. No score yet as Dahlquist runs through the signs with his catcher Turner. Payoff. Willems drives one to center. That one sinking quickly. Burke makes the grab on the run. Willems hit it hard and thought that one had a chance to drop, but Burke with good speed, good first step there. He makes the grab. So 4-up, 4-down for Dahlquist, and Willems did a good job of seeing a few pitches there. Faced 7 pitches in that AB. After the first 3 of the night, faced just 9. Here's Frederick Benkosme. Arguably the hottest hitter in this Birds lineup, takes outside, counts 1-0. Benkosme went 3-for-3 with 3 singles last night. He also walked to reach safely in all 4 of his plate appearances. 1-0, breaking ball misses a little bit high. Counts 2-0. Singles in each of his first two at-bats, and then another single in his third, in which he drove in two runs. Two out, two-run knock up the middle. 2-0, pops it up, infield, and it's the second baseman, Atwood, who makes the grab, just about a step shy of that outfield turf. And that is the second out of the inning. So Freddie a little ahead of it there. That brings up Silas Ardoin. Burns keeping Silas's bat in the lineup while he gets a night off his feet. First pitch up and into him, counts 1-0. Silas had a decent series at Winston-Salem back in mid-May. Three hits and four RBIs in that six-game set against the Dash. 1-0, pops it up right side of the diamond. This one into shallow right. We'll see who makes the grab. The second baseman, Atwood, calls everybody off. And it's another 1-2-3 inning for Andrew Dahlquist. Six up, six down to start his night. He's looking good, but Trace Bright is looking good as well. Pitcher's duel through two. We're scoreless. We'll head to the top of the third after these quick messages on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
We move to the top of the third inning in Aberdeen. No score between the Dash and the Birds. Taishi Nakawaki, Jacob Burke, and Andy Atwood, 9-1-2, due up for Winston-Salem. Against right-hander Trace Bright, who's tossed two scoreless with three strikeouts so far tonight. Bright has worked quickly so far, and he wastes no time delivering the first pitch of the inning. Sky-high pop-up left side, but that one will get onto the concourse. Wagner and Holiday gave it a run, but out of play. So 0-1 on Nakawaki, who's back at short tonight. Just one hit and one walk so far in the game on the line score for Bright. And, of course, those three strikeouts. 0-1, grounded softly to short. Holiday has it. Strong throw to first in time. And a 6-3 putout starts the third. Back to the top of the order for Jacob Burke, the center fielder. Burke and designated hitter Tim Elko both just called up from Low A Kannapolis in the Carolina League. Burke swings and fouls one back. It's 0-1. A lot of roster changes for both teams entering this series. We'll get into what's going on with the Birds roster in just a little bit. Next pitch misses outside. It's 1-1. Burke, an outfielder, was an 11th round draft pick out of Miami last year. Hit .315 with a .416 on-base percentage and a .512 slugging percentage with Kannapolis to start the season. Four homers, 22 ribbies. Swings over a breaking ball there. It's 1-2. Last season at Miami, hit .347 with a .425 on-base and a .599 slugging. 28 extra base hits, 58 ribbies. 1-2. Sends one deep in the air to center. But Beavers in straightaway central, camps under it, makes the grab. And that's out number two. Well, Bright looks really good. He's got a shot for his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. Brings up Andy Atwood, who struck out swinging for out number two in the first. So two gone, no one on in a scoreless game, top three. Bright has done a good job giving the Ironbirds some length this season. He's worked at least four innings on six different occasions, a season-high five innings of work back on June 15th at home against Brooklyn. Counts 0-1 on Atwood, swung over that one. See what Bright comes with here. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss. A lot of swings and misses so far for Trace. He's been around the plate all night. See if he can go 1-2-3. 0-2, just got a piece of it. And Atwood stays alive. 40 pitches, 28 strikes for Bright so far tonight. He's been efficient, he's been economical, and he's really been around the zone, just 12 balls out of the zone. So 0-2 on Atwood with two gone and no one on. Bright, high leg kick, 0-2, fouled back. Atwood was signed as a minor league free agent last season. He spent the first month of this season with AA Birmingham in the Southern League. Spent most of the year with high A, though. 0-2, right down the chute for a called strike three. Four strikeouts for Trace in three scoreless innings so far tonight. Atwood goes down on strikes for the second time tonight, and Bright has his first 1-2-3 inning. He's retired five in a row, and he sends the Birds back into the dugout, looking to jump on the board first. No score through two and a half, bottom three after this on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Trace Bright and Andrew Dahlquist throwing up zeros tonight so far. Two and a half innings in the books here in Aberdeen. No score, bottom three. And it's Jacob Teeter, Ryan Higgins, and Luis Valdez due up for the Birds. Dahlquist back to work. Six up, six down for him so far tonight. Right-hander ready to go against the left-handed swinging Teeter. First pitch breaking ball misses low and in. Counts 1-0 on Teeter. Teeter played in three of the five games at Wilmington last week. Went 6-for-12 with a pair of doubles and drove in five runs. So he comes in swinging a good bat. 1-0 pitch coming up from Dahlquist. Breaking ball again, and that one's low. So 2-0 on Teeter. As the Birds look for their first base runner of the night. 20 pitches, 12 strikes through two innings for Dahlquist, but he's missed with the first three to start the third. Through nine in the first, 11 in the second. No strikeouts yet. He's recorded two groundouts, two flyouts, and two popouts, and now a walk as Teeter takes four straight out of the zone to open up the frame. That brings up Ryan Higgins, the left fielder, who is playing here at Leidos Field for the first time since late April. Higgins went on the IL in late April with a hand injury, but he is back. Had a lengthy rehab stint before joining the team for the series at Wilmington. Right-handed batter steps in, takes a first pitch strike in and out of the glove of the catcher Turner, but Teeter stays at first. So 0-1 on Higgins, who had posted a .276 batting average with a .382 on base and a .517 slugging before that injury in April. This is his fourth game since returning from the IL. Fourth game with the Birds, that is. Swings at the 0-1 and drills one to left center. That's down past Burke. It'll go all the way to the wall. Teeter around second, heading for third. Now he's headed home. Higgins stops at second. No throw to the plate. And it's an RBI two-bagger with swagger for Ryan Higgins. And the Birds take a 1-0 lead here in the third. Well, he smoked that ball off the bat. Burke, who runs really well in center, just couldn't get to it in time. It went all the way to the wall. Teeter flying around the bags. And the Birds get on the board first for the second straight night. Well, that's exactly what Higgins had been doing before the injury, is driving the ball to the poolside with authority. And he gets the Birds a run here in the third. 1-0 Aberdeen. Still no outs in the inning as Luis Valdez steps up. So Higgins out at second. And Luis will try to at least move him to third. Bunt is definitely in play here. The third baseman, Kath, is up. The first baseman, Gusenberg, up a little bit as well. Middle infielders stay back, 1-0. Breaking ball misses a little high. Birds went 6-up, 6-down in the first two frames, but then the four-pitch walk to Teeter to start the third. And then Higgins got a pitch he could drive and sent it to the left center gap. And now a balk is called on Andrew Dahlquist. And I think he knew it right away. That helps things out. Higgins to third with no outs now. And the infield will come in all the way around for Winston-Salem. 1-0 Birds. Could be 2-0 if Valdez can get one through this infield. 2-0, fouled back. And it's 2-1. Valdez in right field tonight. He's bounced all around the outfield. Switch hitter batting left against the righty Dahlquist. Luis has 5 hits in his last 5 starts. See if he can add a 6th in his 6th start over the last couple weeks. Pitch misses high, 3-1. A walk will work too. Would love to have Luis on base. Arguably the fastest guy in the South Atlantic League this season. Infield remains in. Dahlquist to the plate, the 3-1, fouled back. So Luis is on it. And the count goes full. Some early run support for Trace Bright, who's logged 3 scoreless innings with 4 strikeouts. Higgins a short lead off third. Now the 3-2 to Valdez, swing and a miss. Fastball by him. That's the first strikeout of the night for Dahlquist. And it is out number one here in the third. Well, the Birds are looking to make that balk pay. As we go back to the top of the order for Max Wagner. Bounced to short on the first pitch he saw in the home first. Birds lead at 1-0, bottom three, looking for more. First pitch to Wags, fastball a little bit high, 1-0. In 6 games against the Dash this season, entering tonight, Wagner 8-for-18, now 8-for-19 with the ground out earlier, with 3 doubles. He's also walked 10 times against this club. Pitch misses up and in. So think about that. He's drawn 10 walks in 6 games against the Dash, in addition to the 8 hits against them. So he's reached safely 18 times in a 6-game stretch. 2-0, that's over for a strike, 2-1. Wagner has also scored 11 runs in the 6 games against Winston-Salem. And I don't know what's more impressive, the 10 walks in that stretch or only 2 strikeouts against this team. 2-1, base hit up the middle, and another run's in for the Birds. An RBI single for Max Wagner. Higgins scores easily from third, and it's 2-0 Birds. Fought that one off the hands, and with the drawn-in infield, it was a hit off the bat. That brings up Jackson Holliday, and I mentioned the numbers for Wagner against this Winston-Salem team. I mean, they're good. They're really good. But Jackson's are just off the charts against this Dash club. One out and a man on first for him. Swings at the first pitch and skies one in the air to right center. Varus back on it, makes the grab. And we'll have to wait until Jackson's next plate appearance to talk about those numbers. He keeps swinging early in the count. You know, sometimes these guys got to know I'm trying to get some stats out there. I'm trying to tell a story. You know what I'm saying? So Birds lead at 2-0 with two gone here in the third. Wagner at first for Dylan Beavers, the center fielder. Beavers 0-for-1, flew out to center his first time up. First pitch to Dylan, outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Short lead for Wags at first. See if he decides to take off and try to get in scoring position with two down. Inches a little bit closer to second with his lead, the 0-1 to Beavers. That's high. Wagner second on the team with 20 stolen bases in 24 tries this season. He is an underrated base stealer. I mean, what he's been able to do on the base paths, really showing his all-around game this year. 1-1, Beavers flicks one into the seats. Counts 1-2 on him. Birds with two runs home here in the third. Jacob Teeter led off the inning with a walk. Ryan Higgins doubled him home with a shot to the left center gap. Max Wagner, an RBI single. He's at first with two down. Wags takes off, pitch low and outside. Strong throw to second, but a little offline. And Wagner has his 21st stolen base of the season. 21 steals in 25 tries. Take that percentage any day. Max has been great picking his spots, you know, getting that momentum lead and using it to his advantage. So he's at second with two down. Counts 2-2 on Beavers. Breaking ball, spoiled foul. That one off the facing of the Birds dugout. That's the third one over that way. And somebody out of the dugout to pick it up. They got a collection started down that way. So the count remains 2-2 with two gone here in the home third. Birds looking to extend the 2-0 lead. Next pitch, low and away, counts full. Well, the Birds are really making Dahlquist work here in the third inning. He threw 20 pitches combined over the first two. He has thrown 24 in this inning alone. 25th pitch of the inning misses low and in, and that's ball four. Second walk of the inning. And Beavers is the Birds' fourth base runner of the night after they did not have one at all over the first two frames. That brings out Winston-Salem pitching coach John Eli for a chat. So Eli out to the mound, and a majority of the Dash infield will meet out there. Birds lead it 2-0, home third, as they look for more. Teeter started things up with the walk, then the Higgins RBI double. Two batters later, Wagner the RBI single. And then Beavers just worked a two-out walk. Home plate umpire Kyle Nickel out to break up the conversation on the mound. So another opportunity for Creed Willems, who flew out to center his first time up. He will be the seventh man to bat in the inning. Birds entered tonight's game 6-1 against the Dash this season with a plus 31 run differential, with the two runs tonight up to plus 33 in just seven games against this team. First pitch to Creed, swing and a miss at a changeup, 0-1. Willems was ahead of a couple breaking balls his first time up, but ended up getting a good piece on one in the second. Turned into a flyout, though. 0-1, fouled back, 0-2. Dahlquist making his 13th start of the season for Winston-Salem. 36 strikeouts, 26 walks entering tonight's game. With the one strikeout and two walks tonight, he's up to 37 and 28 respectively. And I mentioned last inning, he enters tonight's game with an 8.49 ERA. He's had some trouble getting outs. And with the two earned runs against him tonight, 35 earned runs in 37 and two-thirds innings of work. Pitch missed down to Creed, it's 2-2. The Higgins double was the 18th extra base hit that Dahlquist has allowed this season. Six of those are homers, and opponents came in with an 873 OPS against him. 2-2, high and away, counts full. So the runners will be off on this pitch. Wagner at second, Beavers at first with two gone. This is Dahlquist's second appearance against the Birds this year. Two earned runs and five innings of work his last time out against them. That was back on May 20th. Willems gets one way up in the air, straightaway center. Burke in a few steps makes the grab, and that ends the inning. A productive home third for the Birds as they grab two runs on a pair of hits and a couple walks as well. No errors in the inning, two left on. We'll head to the top of the fourth. It's the Birds 2 and the Dash nothing. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV Bally Live and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
We move to the top of the fourth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. 2-0 Aberdeen over Winston-Salem. Trace Bright back to work, and he gets three-hole hitter DJ Gladney to foul one back to start the frame. Gladney, Varus, and Elko, 3-4-5. As the Birds look for a much-needed shutdown inning. 0-1 from Bright. Check swing, grounder foul down the first base side, 0-2. Birds grab two in the home third. Ryan Higgins, an RBI double to the left center gap. Max Wagner, an RBI single up the middle. Jacob Teeter got the rally started with a leadoff walk. And the Birds put four on base against Andrew Dahlquist. 0-2, another swing and a miss. It gets away from Willems to the backstop. He has to bend over and pick it up, and by the time he does that, Gladney's safe at first. So a strikeout for Bright, but the Birds don't get an out out of it as Gladney heads down to first on the strikeout. That's strikeout number five for Bright. His stuff looks really good tonight. And that brings up Wilfred Varus. Varus struck out swinging to end the first. He'll hit with a big hole on the right side as the Birds shift for him. First pitch, slider low and away, 1-0. In Bright's first outing of the season against the Dash, he gave up three earned runs in three innings of work with just one strikeout and three walks, and he has been much better against the Dash tonight. No outs and a man on first. Move over to first. And the runner's back with a dive. Count stays at 1-0. So Bright back on the mound. Only at 48 pitches right now. 1-0, low and in, 2-0. Just one hit and one walk on his line score tonight. A leadoff single from Burke in the first and a one-out walk to Turner in the second. That's it. 2-0, swing and a miss. And, of course, there's a base runner on first, but Bright did strike him out. So the drop third strike ended a streak of five in a row set down by Trace. Looking to start up another streak here. Peeks over his shoulder at the runner. Long pause. 2-1 pitch. Grounded foul. Third base. Counts 2-2. Varus went 0-for-4 last night with three strikeouts and a ground out. So with the strikeout tonight in his first AB, four punch outs in five trips to the plate. So two balls and two strikes. as Bright comes set once again on the mound. Another lengthy pause for him, and now move over to first. Birds lead at 2-0, top of the fourth. Bright looking for a shutdown frame. The leadoff man's on for Winston-Salem. Birds trying to keep him where he's at. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Well, Bright is racking up the Ks tonight. Two so far here in the fourth, but that's just the first out because of the drop third strike. And, hey, you know what? Could be a positive out of this. He's got a chance to strike out four in the inning. That's something that guys don't do very often. Antonio Velez did it a couple weeks ago. See if Bright can do it here in the fourth. Brings up Tim Elko, the DH. First pitch swinger as Elko sends one back behind home plate, foul. And the count's 0-1. Elko's from Wichita, Kansas. That's where he was born. Grew up in Florida. In the city of Lutz, which is north of Tampa. Swing and a miss there, 0-2. Went to Hillsborough High School in the Tampa area. Same high school as Gary Sheffield, Carl Everett, Dwight Gooden, and in total 11 former major leaguers. 0-2 fouled back. That one ricochets off the cement wall behind home plate and goes way up in the air. Counts 0-2. So Bright's had to work a little harder here in the fourth. He slowed his pace down a little bit. Looking for the second out of the inning. Runner takes off. 0-2 breaking ball, swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Trace Bright. Give him three in the inning. And now he legitimately has a shot to pick up four punch-outs here in the frame. So that's four strikeouts in a row for Bright. He got Atwood looking to end the third. Got Gladney swinging to start the fourth. He reached on the drop third strike, and he just got to second on the stolen base. But then Varus and Elko respectively go down swinging. So two gone and a man at second. Here's Turner. First pitch to him. Misses a little inside. Counts 1-0. Birds grabbed two runs in the second, one in the third, and two in the fifth last night. They won it 5-2 to take the opener of this six-game set. 1-0 from Bright. Paints the outer half of the fastball. It's 1-1. Trace has his sign from Willems. Short lead for the runner at second. Next pitch fouled back, 1-2. So here we go. Bright with a chance to strike out four here in the fourth inning. We'll see if he can do it. 7 strikeouts for Trace already. He struck out 8 4 2/3 in his last start. And he has now fanned 7 or more in 3 of his last 4 outings. Runner leads off second. Turner at the dish. 1-2-2. Bright looks at second. Now to the plate, breaking ball a little bit low. That's a tough pitch to lay off. Credit to Turner for laying off of it. And Bright will have to throw at least one more here in the inning. I mean, Trace has next-level stuff. I mean, it's evident in the swing and miss percentage, in the strikeout totals. See if he can get another one here. 2-2 pitch, fouled back. Well, the Dash are making Bright work. I mean, I said that earlier in the inning. He's had to work just a little bit harder here in the fourth. But no damage done against him. Gladney remains at second after the stolen base. Holiday creeping in behind him to keep him close. 2-2, flicked down the left field line, a fair ball. Into the left field corner. Gladney coming around to score from second. And Michael Turner trades places with him. So an RBI double makes it a 2-1 game, and the Dasher on the board. Well, Turner just flicked that one down the left field line. It just stayed fair, and he picks up an RBI double. So no shutdown inning for the Birds. They would have loved to throw up a zero there after grabbing two in the bottom of the third. But they still have the lead. It's 2-1 as Sean Gusenberg, the first baseman, steps in. First pitch to Gusenberg, ripped to the left center field gap, and that's going to tie the game. It's past Higgins all the way to the wall. Extra bases for Gusenberg. He's around second, heading for third. Here's the relay throw from Holiday. It's late, and it's an RBI triple for Sean Gusenberg. So on back-to-back pitches, back-to-back run-scoring extra base hits, and we are knotted at two now here in the fourth. So now Bright has to just worry about getting out of the inning with this game still tied. It was one pitch away from making it four scoreless, but that's baseball for you. Things change in a hurry. And the line keeps moving for Wes Kath. So we're tied at two, top four. First pitch, swinger ends up in an 0-1 hole as he swung over a breaking ball there. 3 hits now for the Dash tonight. 2 extra base knocks here in this inning. 0-1 off the plate, another breaking ball. It's 1-1. Trace could really use a strikeout here. Keep that runner at third. Trying to get out of the inning, needs the ender. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Good changeup there. Went with the soft stuff away, and Kath was out in front of it. So an RBI double from Turner and an RBI triple from Gusenberg has us tied at two in the fourth. 1-2 in the dirt. And Willems keeps it in front. So another chance for Bright to pick up his fourth strike out of the inning. See if he can do it here. His season high in strikeouts is 10. He's got a chance to get there tonight the way he's pitching. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, a man on, swing and a miss. 4 strikeouts for Trace Bright in the fourth. The Dash do bring home 2 runs to tie the game, but an impressive feat for Bright as he picks up strikeout number 8 on the night. So 2 runs on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 man left on in the away half of the fourth. We'll head to the home half after these messages on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Maple Grove Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 410-394-4000. That's 410-394-4000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Maple Grove Medical Clinic now to qualify. 410-394-4000.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Birds and Dash tied at 2, bottom 4. Trace Bright struck out 4 batters in the top of the 4th, but the Dash tied the game on a Turner RBI double and a Gusenberg RBI triple. And here's Frederick Benkosme leading off the home 4th. Count is quickly 1-1 after he fouls that one off. It's Benkosme, Arduet, and Teeter, 5-6-7 for the Birds. Benkosme popped to 2nd his first time up, but he is swinging as good of a bat as anybody in this lineup. He's hit safely in 16 of 20 games in the month of June, and he is 11 for 19 over his last 5 entering tonight. 1-1 outside. He's also driven in 6 runs and scored 4 times in his last 5. Had a career-high 4 hits in a game during the Wilmington series last week. 2-1 outside. And he's worked the count in his favor 3-1. So a career-high four-hit night with a double and three singles this past Thursday at Wilmington, and then three singles and a walk last night. 3-1 inside ball four. Well, he's just seeing it really well right now. And he's aboard as the go-ahead run here to start the fourth. That brings out catcher Michael Turner to chat with Andrew Dahlquist, who's back out for another inning of work. Striking out trying to lease your property? You need the pros at TCA Property Management, Inc. to pinch hit and find your next tenant. Contact them at www.tcaproperty.com or call 410-273-9585. Well, here's designated hitter Silas Ardouin, who popped his second his first time up as well. He's got Ben Cosme at first with no outs. Swings at the first pitch, comes up empty, chased down in the zone, 0-1. We're tied at two, bottom four. Birds with two in the bottom of the third. The Dash responded with two, both with two outs in the top of the fourth. 0-1 pitch coming up. But before that, Dahlquist moves over to first. And Ben Cosme didn't have to go very far to get back. He was basically standing on the bag already. Now Dahlquist ready. And the 0-1. Foul tip into the glove of Turner. It's 0-2. Good cut there from Silas. But he came up empty. Birds trying to regain the lead. A good start to the inning with the leadoff man on first. Ben Cosme takes off. Pitch is high and in. The throw down beats Ben Cosme, but the tag is a little bit high. And Ben Cosme is able to slide in under it. Well, good throw down, but the second baseman, Atwood, brought the glove up after he took it off a bounce and then tried to bring it down to tag Ben Cosme on the backside. And by the time he did that, Freddie was safe. So a man in scoring position with no outs. Next pitch, Silas pops one up on the infield over to the shortstop, Nakawaki. He makes the catch. One out here in the fourth. For Ben Cosme, that is his 14th stolen base in 16 tries this year. He has done a great job picking his spots on the base paths. He ranks 6th on this Ironbirds team in stolen bags. Impressive to see 6 different players on this team with double-digit stolen bases. Here's Teeter. First pitch breaking ball misses high and away. Counts 1-0. So Freddie at second with one out. We're tied at two, bottom four. Here's Teeter, who walked and scored the first run of the night for the Birds in the third. 1-0 outside. Snap throw to second. Ben Cosme's back safely. I think that one hit him. And that's why the shortstop Nakawaki didn't catch it cleanly. But looks like Freddie's all good. Strong throw by Turner to the bag, but had a tight window to try to fit that in there. Dahlquist set. Breaking ball misses in. So Teeter's seen 7 pitches tonight, all balls. He's done a great job just standing there and keeping the bat on his shoulder, not expanding the strike zone at all. Dahlquist set again. 3-0 pitch, outside ball four. Well, his first two trips to the plate tonight, Jacob Teeter didn't even need to bring a bat with him. 8 pitches all out of the zone, and he is on first again with his second walk of the night. So 2 on for Ryan Higgins, who ripped a double to left center his first time up. That brought home the first run of the night. For Higgins, it was his second double of the season. He also has 3 homers. Got the batting average up to .250. His OPS is at .873. He's in the right-handed batter's box with 2 on and 1 out. First pitch misses low and away, smothered by Turner. Counts 1-0. Well, I mentioned that there's been a lot of roster movement with the Ironbirds recently. Higgins came off the injured list before the series at Wilmington, so he's back in the fold. Handful of guys going up to Double-A, some guys coming up from Low-A. 2 on for him, 1-0 misses inside, it's 2-0. So before this series at Wilmington, The Orioles sent four players from the Aberdeen roster up to Double-A Bowie. Outfielder Judd Fabian and pitchers Alex Pham, Gene Pinto, and Keegan Gillies all up with the Double-A club now. And all four doing really well so far. 2-0, pitch misses inside. Both runners back to their bags. Counts 3-0 on Higgins. Well, Judd Fabian wasted no time introducing himself in the Eastern League, the league that the Double-A Bay Sox play in. Hit three home runs in his first series as a Bay Sox. Did that on the road in Altoona, my old stomping grounds. 3-0. Higgins takes a strike. It's 3-1. And Judd also threw a runner out at the plate from center field in that series. Alex Pham tossed five scoreless in his Double-A debut. And Gillies and Pinto pitched well in their Double-A debuts as well. 3-1. Higgins fouls it back. Gillies in his Double-A debut on June 22nd, an inning and a third scoreless. And then taking a look at what Gene Pinto did in his Double-A debut on June 20th, four and a third innings of one-run ball. Quick look at second pitch. Higgins pops one up right side, foul ground, and that one's into the seats. So the count stays at 3-2. And I mentioned Alex Pham went five strong innings in his Bowie debut. Take a look at the final stat line for him. Made his Double-A debut on June 25th. Five shutout innings, two hits, three strikeouts, just one walk. Higgins awaits the 3-2 again. Here it is. Popped up again, foul out of play behind home plate. So four well-deserved promotions to Double-A. Judd Fabian so far with the Bay Sox, slugging .593 in six games, a double and three home runs, four driven in. And tough to see all four of those guys leave Aberdeen because they were such big pieces to this team, but that's just the nature of minor league baseball. And guys are ready to go up, they go up, and that's the goal. Next 3-2 to Higgins. Breaking ball missed a little bit inside. Good take there. And that is the third walk of the inning for Andrew Dahlquist. That loads the bases for Luis Valdez. Before Valdez can hit, another meeting on the mound with pitching coach John Eli. So four guys up from Aberdeen to Double-A. The Birds made a couple moves to bring a pair of right-handed pitchers up from Low-A Delmarva. Right-hander Juan Nunez was promoted on Tuesday, June 20th. And right-hander Yaki Rivera was promoted before yesterday's game. Nunez made his high-A debut in Wilmington last week. Rivera will make his high-A debut at some point this week. But two new arms for the Birds. And, of course, Ryan Higgins off the IL to take the roster spot that was occupied by Judd Fabian. And Isaac Baloney's back in the fold as well, so he is back on the Birds roster. Birds also made one other transaction. They put right-hander Jake Lyons on the injured list. So a lot of moving pieces over the last week for the Birds. Bases juice for Luis Valdez after the meeting on the mound. First pitch low and away. Counts 1-0. Birds and Dash tied at 2, home fourth. Two runs for the Birds in the bottom of the third. The Dash answered with two in the top of the fourth. Valdez looking to give the Birds the lead again. Sends one off the end of the bat into shallow right. A shoestring catch for Varus. Here's his throw to the plate. It's late and offline. And a headfirst dive into home for Ben Cosme. But now the Birds have a situation on the bases, and it works out in their favor. So they take the lead on the sack fly from Valdez. But then the runner at second, Teeter, and the runner at first, Higgins, were both kind of in no man's land. Teeter went back to second. Higgins was caught way far off of first, but then the throw went back to first. Teeter got to third, and no one was covering second, so Higgins was able to get there. And on the sack fly from Valdez, that ends the night for Andrew Dahlquist. So he exits after 3 2/3. Was really good through two innings, but Birds got to him over the last two frames. and his night is done. 3-2 Aberdeen after the Valdez sack fly. We'll reset the scene when we come back. Keep it locked right here on WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Right-hander Chase Plymel is the new pitcher for Winston-Salem with two down and runners at second and third in the bottom of the fourth. Luis Valdez a sack fly to right to give the Birds a 3-2 lead. And now back to the top for Max Wagner. First pitch from Plymel to Wagner, misses low and in, 1-0. Teeter at third and Higgins at second. They both walked. Ben Cosme, who walked to start the inning, scored on the Valdez sack fly. So 3-2 Aberdeen as the Birds have regained the lead. Wagner ready for the 1-0. Here it is. Fly ball right field. A few steps back for Varus. He is shy of the track, makes the grab. And on two pitches, the reliever Plymel gets the dash out of the jam. But the Birds regain the lead. They do it on the Valdez sack fly. One run on no hits. Took advantage of three walks, no errors, and two left in scoring position in the bottom of the fourth. 3-2 Birds after four. Top five coming up next. Keep it locked right here on WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Another inning for Trace Bright as he tries to complete five innings tonight. 3-2 Birds through four full. Taishi Nakawaki, Jacob Burke, and Andy Atwood, 9-1-2. Nakawaki pops up the first pitch of the inning as he skies that one behind home plate. And that one bangs off the facing of the upper deck here. K count 1-1 on Nakawaki. Luis Valdez, a go-ahead sack fly with the bases loaded in the bottom of the fourth. That's the difference right now. 1-1 pitch misses high. Birds grabbed a run on no hits. Took advantage of three walks and a sack fly in that fourth. And now Bright has the lead again to work with. Check swing dribbler out to short. Holiday comes up on it. Off-balance throw to first. And with ease throws out Nakawaki for out number one in the fifth. Nice job by Jackson Holiday, who was deep at his position to come up on that ball and gather it, make a strong throw to first. So Bright has the leadoff man gone. And now his first pitch to the leadoff man in the lineup, Jacob Burke, misses outside 1-0. Burke is 1-for-2 with a single and a flyout. Next pitch from Bright, 1-1, curveball over for a strike, 1-1. So Bright has 8 strikeouts so far tonight, matched the total he had in his last outing, and he's on his way towards number 9, 1-2 the count on Burke after a swing and a miss there. He's got the baseball ready to throw once again. 1-2 pitch, fought off the hands into right center, that's down. Valdez plays it on a hop, gets it back in quickly. That is Burke's second hit of the night and third of the series. So here's Andy Atwood, who is 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Birds lead at 3-2, top five. Well, entering tonight's game, Bright had posted a 2.08 ERA in the month of June, just 4 earned runs and 17 and a third with 23 strikeouts in that span. First pitch liner to short. Holiday makes a sliding grab, and that's a big out number two for Bright. Nice play by Jackson Holiday. Quick reflexes out at short and caught the liner, went into a slide, and takes a hit away from Atwood. Nice play by Jackson. Makes everything look so smooth out at short. I mean, he's just one of those guys. You know it when you see it. That, you know, a guy just looks like he makes everything look routine out there. I mean, and these aren't all routine plays, but Jackson makes pretty much everything look routine, whether it's moving to his left or right, going back on a ball, charging a ball. He has an excellent arm, and he is a well-rounded defensive shortstop. So two gone with one on for DJ Gladney, who struck out to start the fourth but reached on a drop third strike. Bright eventually struck out three more in the inning to fan four batters in the fourth inning. Second time an Ironbirds pitcher's done that this year. Move over to first. And the count stays at 0-1. A one pitch, swing and a miss. Nasty one there from Trace Bright. Well, the last time an Iron Bird struck out four batters in an inning, Antonio Velez did it back on Friday, June 9th against the Asheville Tourists. And now Bright tonight. 0-2 in the dirt. Willems keeps it in front. Velez did it in a similar scenario. He struck out the first batter of the fifth inning that night, but the batter reached on the drop third strike, and then he fanned three more in that inning. But like Bright, also gave up two runs in that frame. Bright looking for strikeout number 9. Runner goes 1-2, skips it in the dirt all the way to the backstop. Headfirst dive into second from Burke, and that's a good job by Frederick Benkosme to put a phantom tag on him to make the runner think that the baseball was headed that way. So the tying run's in scoring position now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs on Gladney. Next pitch in the dirt, and the count runs full. Birds trying to get out of it and to keep this one-run lead. Bright looking to complete five innings for the second time this season. And for the second time in his last three outings. He went a season-high 5 on June 15th at home against Brooklyn. 4 strikeouts, 2 walks, 3 hits allowed, just 2 earned runs in 5 innings that night. Four and two-thirds his last time out, and now four and two-thirds so far. Tonight is his sixth outing of the season that he struck out at least seven batters. 3-2 pitch, a little bit inside, ball four. Tough one there as Bright was ahead and then he fell behind. So he issues the two-out walk to put runners at first and second with two down for Veras. Bright up to 83 pitches right now. Looking to get the final out of the inning. Bullpen action for the Birds. A right-hander's loosening up. Two on and two outs. First pitch from Tavares fouled back. So Bright ahead of the cleanup man, Veras, who asks for time. Veras was the South Atlantic League Player of the Week back in late April. Next pitch, 0-1, fouled back. Hit 407 with an .852 slugging percentage, went 11 for 27 with three home runs and nine ribbies from April 17th through the 23rd at Asheville. He's got some pop in that bat. 0-2 high. And the count's 1-2. Strong numbers for Veras across the board. .287 batting average with a .775 OPS. He's driven in 45 runs. He's also swiped 17 bags. 1-2, two-out pitch coming up from Trace. Here it is. Flicked through the hole between first and second into right. Here's the throw to the plate from Valdez a little bit late, and it's a game-tying RBI single from Wilfred Veras. Another two-out run for the Dash. All three of their runs with two outs tonight. And each time the Ironbirds have scored, the Dash have come right back to tie it. So Burke scores from second. Gladney stops at second, and the RBI single from Wilfred Veras ends the night for Trace Bright. Humberto Mercado out of the Birds' first base dugout. He's going to take the baseball from Trace, and we've got a pitching change here at Leidos Field. So an impressive effort for Trace tonight, 4 2/3. He's gone at least 4 2/3 in each of his last three outings. Could not get the final out of the fifth there, but leaves to a standing ovation from the crowd. Eight strikeouts tonight for Trace. And he gives way to the bullpen to try to close things out in the top of the fifth. We're tied at three with two outs and two on. Take a quick break. Keep it locked right here on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Right-hander Carson Carter is the new pitcher for the Ironbirds here with two outs in the top of the fifth. His first pitch of the night, misses inside to Tim Elko, counts 1-0. Gladney at second, Varus at first. Varus just drove in the tying run with a single to right, so we're knotted at three, top five. Carter in for Trace Bright, who's done after 4 2/3. Well, that one just got through the legs of Willems, and both runners move up 90 feet. So second and third now for the dash. That one will probably go down as a pass ball. So two in scoring position for Elko, who is up in the count 2-0. Line is not closed on Bright. He's responsible for both runners on base right now. His night done after 87 pitches, 61 strikes. 2-0 from Carter, swing and a miss. Nasty curveball there from Carson. Carter throws four pitches. He's got a four-seam fastball, a cutter, a curveball, and a changeup. That curveball is kind of a hybrid curve slurve. It's got a lot of slider action on it. Now his 2-1, grounded foul into the third base dugout of Winston-Salem, counts 2-2. So nice job by Carson to bounce back after falling behind 2-0 to even up the count. 25-year-old right-hander in his third professional season, spent some time with Aberdeen last year. 9 appearances out of the bullpen for the Birds, 2-strike pitch. Another one grounded foul, that one ricochets off the railing of the third base dugout, into the seats, then off of a seat back onto the field of play. Count stays at 2-2. Carter enters tonight's game with a 5.74 ERA in 15 games. 15 2/3 innings of work. But opponents hitting just 2.07 against him. 2-2 pitch, grounded up the middle behind second. Ben Cosme is there over to first. And the shift pays off for the Birds there. It saves one, maybe two runs. And a 4-3 ground out ends the fifth. So Carter does his job. Book on Bright is closed. And after 4.5, we're tied at 3. Bottom five coming up next. Keep it locked right here on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics is here to help you, Ironbirds fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Baltimore area, Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing, and we love to see Ironbirds fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit agortho.com today and book your free consult. That's agortho.com for Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Carson Carter got the final out of the fifth, stranded two runners in scoring position, and we are tied through 4.5. Bottom five here in Aberdeen, 3-3 our score, as Jackson Holliday leads off the home fifth for the Birds. Holliday, Beavers, and Willems, 2-3-4 against right-hander Chase Plymel, who got the final out of the fourth for Winston-Salem last inning. Holliday 0-for-2 tonight with a ground out and a fly out. First pitch to Jackson is downstairs, 1-0. In six games against the Dash on the season entering tonight, Holliday 14-for-24 with 9 extra base hits, 14 RBIs, and 11 runs scored. Video game numbers. 1-0 pitch to him, catches the outer part of the plate. Looked a little bit outside, and it's 1-1. With the 0-for-2 tonight, Holliday now 14-for-26 in 7 games against the Dash, but just exceptional numbers across the board. 1-1 from the righty Plymel. Holliday sends one out of play, foul left side, counts 1-2. Well, Jackson earned South Atlantic League Player of the Week honors for the damage he did against the Dash. from May 16th to 21st. He went 13 for 21 with three doubles, three triples, and two homers in five games at Winston-Salem. 1-2, called strike three, fastball bottom of the zone. And Holiday heads back to the dugout. He is out number one here in the fifth. Well, that one looked pretty low, but Plimel got the call. So here's Dylan Beavers with one out and no one on. So final line on starter Andrew Dahlquist. Gave up three runs on two hits and three and two-thirds as Beavers sends one off the hands into shallow right. Varus is there to make the grab. Two up, two down. Dahlquist walked five and struck out just one. But he'll take a no decision as we're tied at three here in the fifth. That brings up Creed Willems, the catcher. A couple flyouts to center tonight. He's 0 for 2. Birds looking to extend the inning. Plimel, long pause, and first pitch to Willems is fouled back. So the Birds did a good job chasing Dahlquist from the game early tonight. Taking pitches, he walked five. Really wore him down. Trying to do the same against the reliever Plimel. Swing and a miss. Looked like Creed wanted to hold up there, but could not. Plimel, a 25-year-old righty from Missouri, played his college ball at Central Missouri. This is his third professional season. 0-2, ready to go, swing and a miss. Down in the dirt, tag applied by the catcher, Turner. And it's a 1-2-3 inning with two strikeouts for Chase Plimel. So he's through an inning and a third scoreless. We are through five full, and we're knotted at three after those five. We'll head to the top of the sixth. Keep it locked right here on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our fourth annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Tied at three, top six in Aberdeen. Carson Carter back to work. He got the final out of the fifth, stranded two in scoring position. So he's back out there to face Turner, Gusenberg, and Kath. First pitch of the inning is sent foul down the left field line. Counts 0-1. Turner's reached in both of his plate appearances tonight, walked in the second, doubled home the first run of the night for Winston-Salem in the fourth, and then he scored the tying run. 0-1 from Carter, low and away, 1-1. Carson last pitched on the 22nd at Wilmington, gave up one unearned run in that game, strikeout and a walk, no hits allowed. 1-1 pitch, good breaking ball catches the outer half, 1-2. Carson's been really good in the month of June. A 2.84 ERA in six June appearances. And four of those six outings have been scoreless. Just two earned runs in six and a third in the calendar month of June. So off to a good start so far tonight. 1-2 pitch outside. 8 strikeouts and just 3 walks in June for Carson. He has 2 separate outings in which he's fanned 3 each. Carter set. 2-2 off the end of the bat into center. That's down in front of Beavers. So a leadoff single for Turner. Well, that's a pretty good pitch from Carson Carter. He got Turner out in front, but he was able to dump it into center for a base hit. You see a lot of those bloop singles at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium, and part of the reason is because the outfielders have to play so deep because the power alleys are so deep. I mean, even straight away to left or right, it's pretty deep, even dead center. So the fact that the outfielders have to play so deep because of that to cover extra ground, the bloop single really plays well in this park. So it may be a ball that you don't hit that well, but you're able to dump it to the outfield. A lot of times it's going to drop. Counts 0-1 on Gusenberg with the go-ahead run at first and no outs. Swing and a miss there. Carter set on the mound. Now his 0-2. Another one off the end of the bat, but that one's hanging up there a little longer. Here comes Higgins. He makes the sliding grab. Ryan Higgins got a great first step right there. Had that baseball in his sight line the entire way and made a nice sliding grab in left center to take a hit away from Gusenberg. Well, the scenario that I was just talking about almost played out again where the outfielders are deep because of how deep this ballpark is. But Higgins, a great job to get in on that one quickly and make the grab. So here's Wes Kath, swung at the first pitch from Carter and fouled it back. It's 0-1. Carter finished his collegiate career at the University of Oklahoma. Paints the outer half. Oh, it missed a little bit outside with fastball there. 1-1. Oklahoma baseball program has done a lot of good things in the recent years. They were the Men's College World Series runners-up last year. Ole Miss took them down in 3 games. 1-1. Broken bat grounder to third. Wagner, a flip to Holiday at second. Over to first. A nice pick from Teeter. And it's an inning-ending 5-6-3 double play. Because of the shift, it ends up being a 5-6-3 instead of a 5-4-3. But either way, it works the same. No runs on one hit, no errors, and no one left on in the away sixth. We'll head to the home half of the sixth after this. We're tied at 3. Keep it locked right here on WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer Flex Packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now. Save over 25%. And use them whenever you want, or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Frederick Bencosme, Silas Arduet, and Jacob Teeter set to lead things off here in the home sixth. It's the Birds 3 and the Dash 3 in Game 2 of this six-game series. Righty Chase Plimel back to work. Ben Cosme swings at the first pitch and shoots one out to second on one hop. Atwood has it over to first. And a 4-3 putout starts inning number 6 for the Birds. Plimel is now through an inning and two-thirds scoreless. He's retired all five batters that he's faced. A couple strikeouts, a couple flyouts, and now a groundout. Here's Ardue, the DH, who's popped out to both the second baseman and the shortstop tonight. Birds with just two hits in the game, but three runs. First pitch outside. So three runs on two hits, no errors for Aberdeen. Three runs on six hits and one error for Winston-Salem. Birds enter tonight's game 3-1 in the second half, just a half game out of first place. 1-0, Ardue takes off the plate, 2-0. The Birds won the South Atlantic League North Division first half title last year and came within one win of their first championship in franchise history. Lost to Bowling Green in Game 3 of the Sally League Championship Series. Hudson Valley won the North Division in the first half this year, so the Birds will have to win the second half to get in the postseason. 2-0 inside, 3-0. Well, this is a team absolutely capable of winning the second half. I mean, there is just so much talent on this roster. Even with the recent promotions to Double-A Bowie, you know, this is a star-studded roster. Fastball outside corner, 3-1 on Ardue. The pitching staff has been excellent and at times has carried this team. The Birds enter tonight's game with a 3.77 team ERA, good for third best in the South Atlantic League. And the bats have done their parts as well. You look at the top of the lineup with guys like Wagner, Holiday, and Beavers. Now, Fabian was, if not the best, one of the two best hitters in this lineup before his promotion. Now, he's up in Double-A, but even without Judd, there are some big bats in this lineup. Creed Willems is coming on strong. He's been with the team about a month now. Frederick Ben Cosme really coming on strong with the bat. Ryan Higgins is back from injury. 3-2 inside to Ardue as he works a one-out walk here in the sixth. So there's a lot to be excited about with this Birds roster. And it's only going to get deeper once more guys get promoted up from Low A Delmarva. I mean, there are some really talented players on that Shorebirds roster that will be in High A before the end of the season. Jacob Teeter steps in with the go-ahead run at first. We're tied at three, bottom six, one out, and Ardue at first. First pitch to Jacob over for a strike. That's the first strike he's seen tonight. Ninth pitch that he has faced tonight. He walked on four pitches each of his first two times at the dish. Left-handed slugger waiting for a pitch he can drive. Plimel ready. Long pause, waiting down that pitch clock. 0-1, up and into Teeter. It's 1-1. Yeah, take a trip down memory lane. Last season, the Birds finished the year with Judd Fabian, Max Wagner, and Dylan Beavers as three of their top four hitters in their lineup. 1-1 outside, 2-1, and none of those three guys were even on the Birds roster until September last year. Or late August, I should say. Fabian came up in late August, the other two in September. So, I mean, the roster that's going to finish the year in Aberdeen is not going to look like what it looks like right now. And it's exciting because a lot of the guys that are here right now will be up in Double-A. And a lot of the guys in Delmarva right now will be up here in Aberdeen trying to help this team make a second straight postseason appearance. 2-2 pitch coming up to Teeter. Plimel ready. Here it is, foul ball into the netting behind home plate. Count stays where it is. But with all the talent in the Orioles system and the first-year player draft coming up, international signing period coming up, there's going to be a lot of movement in the system over the next couple months. 2-2 pitch again to Teeter. That's downstairs, ball three. And for Orioles fans, I mean, really even specifically Ironbirds fans, if you're looking, if you kind of want to get a preview of what the roster might look like in late August, September, keep an eye on that first-year player draft that will take place during All-Star Week in Seattle. Some of the guys that the Orioles pick in the early rounds will be on this roster in September. 3-2, swing and a miss, throw down to second offline, and Ardoin avoids the tag. So a stolen base for Silas Ardoin. Teeter goes down swinging for out number two in the inning. But the go-ahead run now in scoring position with two down for Higgins. Third stolen base in as many tries for the Birds tonight. And now Higgins, who is one for one with an RBI double and a walk. Drove in the first run, scored the second tonight for the Birds. Ardoin leads off second. Pitch from Plymel outside 1-0. Birds and Dash tied at 3. We're in the home half of the 6th. As these two teams play on in Game 2 of 6 this week. Plymel looks out at 2nd. Ardoin, a modest lead. 1-0, ripped down the third base line. A foul ball. Wow, that was really close. Home plate umpire Kyle Nickel was all over it. And it's tough to tell on balls that are that close down either the left field line or the right field line in this ballpark. Because it's a turf field, so the lines are turf. It's white paint on turf. So there's no chalk that kicks up to really know if it's fair or foul. That one fouled by just a hair. 1-1, outside corner for a strike, 1-2. Higgins, who's reached base safely twice tonight, has his OPS up to 887. One-two pitch coming from Plymel, low and in. So Higgins did not face the Dash the last time the Birds saw them in Winston-Salem. He was on the injured list at that point. Now time is called. Higgins asks for time, steps out to readjust his batting gloves. 23 games now on the season for Higgins, counting 10 rehab games, 5 in rookie ball, 5 with low A Delmarva. This is his 13th game with the Birds this year. 5 extra base hits, 10 RBIs as a Bird. Can he make it 11? No. Leaping grab out at short by Taishi Nakawaki and takes a potential hit away from Higgins. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left at second here in the 6th. Through 6 full, we're tied at 3 here in the Dean. Top of the 7th coming up after these quick messages on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer Flex Packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronbirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronbirdsBaseball.com.
We're tied at 3 through 6 full in the Dean. Carson Carter, another inning of relief, an inning and a third scoreless for him so far. So he's back out in the top of the 7th to face 9-1-2 for the Dash. Nakawaki, Burke, and Atwood. First pitch curveball missed low to start the inning, 1-0. Nakawaki 0-for-2 with a couple groundouts to Holiday at short. 1-0 pitch from Carson outside. 3 runs on just 2 hits for the Birds tonight and no errors. 3 runs on 6 hits and an error for Winston-Salem. Carter allowed a leadoff single in the sixth, but then got a flyout and a 5-6-3 inning-ending double play. He's fallen behind Nakawaki 2-0. Make it 3-0 as that one skips in the dirt. Carter got the final out of the fifth in relief of Trace Bright, who gave up 3 runs on 5 hits in 4 2/3, punched out 8, and walked just 2. A really solid outing for Bright as he continues a strong month of June, and the strikeouts continue to go up. Bright entered tonight's game 20th in the South Atlantic League in strikeouts, but only 8 off the top 10. Well, he picked up 8 tonight. There's a strike over. It's 3-1, and now a lot of the guys that were ahead of him on that strikeout list are pitching tonight, so their total's increasing as well, but for what it's worth, Bright needed 8 to move into the top 10 in terms of total strikeouts, and that's what he did. 3-1, swing and a miss. Good job by Carter there with a challenge fastball, and the count's 3-2. Trying to come all the way back from 3-0 to get Nakawaki to start the inning. Next pitch from Carter. Line drive, base hit through second and short into center. And Beavers picks it up. It's a leadoff single for Nakawaki. Hard hit ball up the middle. Back to the top for Jacob Burke. Birds and Dash tied at 3, top 7. Carter looking to hold this score and get the Birds back into the dugout. Trying to take the lead in the home half. First pitch to Burke, up and in, ball 1. Runner goes, pitch is fouled back, so Nakawaki at first will have to head back to first. Well, during the 2022 season, Carter made 21 appearances, 40 and a third innings of work, 46 strikeouts in that span between Delmarva and Aberdeen. Started the year with Delmarva, 12 appearances there, then 9 appearances with the Birds. Back with Aberdeen this season, and he's been really good. Next pitch, swing and a miss. So the count's 1-2 on Burke. Fastballs looked really good for Carter tonight. Does he have another one in him to put away Burke? Double play depth up the middle for the Birds. 1-2, swing and a miss. He does. And he picks up his first strikeout of the night. Well, that's huge after the leadoff single to come back and get out number one. That brings up Andy Atwood, the second baseman. Atwood's been quiet tonight. A couple of strikeouts. He did lace a ball out to short his last time up, but Holiday took a hit away from him with a sliding grab. First pitch to Atwood. Breaking ball over for a strike. 0-1. The third baseman, Wagner, is about a body length off that third base line and about 3 steps behind the bag in terms of depth. Move over to first. First baseman Teeters holding on the runner, Nakawaki. And then up the middle, you got Holiday, who's deep in the hole at short, and Ben Cosme, who's deep at second, but playing up the middle. Big hole on the right side. Runner goes 0-1, fouled back. You got Higgins, who's relatively deep in left, shading towards left center. Beavers straight away in center. And then Valdez straight away in right. Dash out hitting the Birds 7-2, but we're tied at 3, away half of the 7th. Next pitch gets by Willems to the backstop. A wild pitch on Carter. And that allows Nakawaki to move up to second. Didn't want to do that. But two strikes on the batter, Atwood. And Carter a chance to come back and put him away. Bird's just looking for outs right now. They're looking to strand that go-ahead run. Ball and two strikes. Runner takes off for third. Pitch misses in. Good throw from Willems to third. They got him. Creed Willems sent a bullet down to third. Wagner applied the tag on the base runner, Nakawaki. And the dash, careless on the bases, get the go-ahead runner thrown out. Look at Creed Willems. I mean, it really took a perfect throw right on the money, zipping it down there to get Nakawaki. He had an excellent jump. And that is not an easy throw for Willems. Made it from his knees. And right on the money to Wagner. Now the 2-2 is sent foul into the seats right side. Count stays where it is. So now Carter, another chance to face the minimum here in his second full inning of relief. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. For Willems, he just threw out his ninth attempted base stealer at high A. Fly ball left field. This one's deep. Higgins goes back on it towards the track. It bangs off the wall. Stays in the ballpark, though. A head-first dive into second for Atwood, and he is in there with a two-out double. Well, that caught stealing looming large right now. Now, you don't know that Atwood would have done the exact same thing and hit a double, but let's say that Nakawaki either beat the throw to third or stayed at second. The dash would be ahead right now. But again, you don't know that it would have been a double. But either way, that caught stealing huge for the second out. So a double off the wall for Atwood. Now, off the bat, I'm thinking that ball might hit on the warning track. It carried a little farther, but I definitely didn't think it was going out. Go ahead, run at second with two down for DJ Gladney. 35th pitch of the night for Carter. Ground ball to the right side into right field. Valdez got a beat on it. Here's his throw to the plate. It's a good one, and the runner's held up at third. So the dash, keep Atwood at third base. Valdez got on that one quickly. It was also a hard hit ball, so it got to him quick. A base hit for Gladney. That is the first hit of the night for him, second time reaching safely. And before Carter can go any further and face Wilfred Varis, pitching coach Austin Miney out for a chat with the entire Birds infield. So they'll talk things over, go over a little scouting report, talk about the situation. And while they do that, I will reset the situation for my listeners and viewers back home. So we're tied at 3, top of the 7th. Dash out hitting the Birds 9-2, but we're tied. Runners at the corners with 2 outs. Cleanup man Wilfred Varis, who tied the game with an RBI single in the 5th, will hit for the first time since that RBI single. So a quick visit with Miney and the infielders. That's the second visit of the night on the Ironbird side of things. So Carson Carter up around the 40 pitch mark, trying to get the final out of the 7th. He's logged 2 full innings so far, got the final out of the 5th. Misses outside to Varis, counts 1-0. Faced the minimum in the 6th. Now looking for the ender in the 7th. Nobody throwing in the Birds' bullpen right now. 1-0. Carter misses inside again. It's 2-0. Nobody throwing in Winston-Salem's pen either. Carter now up to 37 pitches. He comes set. 2-0. Fastball chopped out to short. Holiday handles it. Goes the long way to first. And a 6-3 putout ends the threat here in the 7th. Carter allows 3 hits, including a double in the inning, but a caught stealing looming large on both sides of the scorecard right now, and we are still tied through 6.5. We'll go to the home half of the 7th. Time to stretch here in Aberdeen. Keep it locked right here on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Maple Grove Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 410-394-4000. That's 410-394-4000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Maple Grove Medical Clinic now to qualify. 410-394-4000.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Bottom of the seventh inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Mark Cantonini with you on the call. We've got a good one here in the Dean. 3-3 our score, Dash and Ironbirds in game two of a six-game series. It's a bullpen game at this point. Both starters out of the game. Trace Bright went 4 2/3, allowed 3 runs on 5 hits for Aberdeen. Andrew Dahlquist gave up 3 runs on 2 hits and 3 2/3 for the Dash. Chase Plimel, a solid outing in relief for the Dash. His night is done. He retired 7 of the 8 batters that he faced. Got the Dash out of a jam in the fourth inning. And now a new pitcher into the game for the Dash here in the bottom of the seventh as Luis Valdez leads things off for the Birds. Shows bunt but pulls back to take a strike. Count is 1-0. Well, the new pitcher for Winston-Salem is Vince Vanell, 25-year-old right-hander from Cincinnati, Ohio. Takes over trying to keep this a tie game. Birds trying to take the lead. Valdez sends one to right. That's down in front of the right fielder, Veris. And Valdez dumps that one in there for a base hit. And that is the exact guy that the Birds want on base right now with no outs, trying to push that go-ahead run across. Fastest guy on the team represents the go-ahead run at first. Back to the top for Max Wagner. First pitch to Wags is over for a strike. Single and a stolen base and 3 trips to the plate tonight for Max. He's 1-for-3. So Vince Vanelli delivers the next pitch to Wagner. Valdez was off on the pitch, but Wagner fouled it back, so Valdez will retreat to first. But a leadoff single for Luis in the home seventh has the Birds in business as they look to push across that go-ahead run. The Dash tied it with a run in the top of the fifth, and neither team has scored since. Luis does not go on this pitch. Wagner fouls another one back. Count stays at 0-2. Well, Valdez leads the Ironbirds and the South Atlantic League with 32 stolen bases this season. 32-for-35. See if he goes here, move over to first. He dives back in safely. But for as good as Valdez has been on the base paths as of lately, he's been human on the base paths recently. He's just 9-for-12 in the month of June. And I say just 9-for-12 because he hadn't been caught before the month of June. Move over to first, and Valdez just got back in there. Luis also has not stolen a base over his last six. See if he can break that streak here and get into scoring position with no outs. 0-2 on Wagner, who's fought off three pitches in a row. Valdez takes off, 0-2 is down, and not even a chance to get Valdez there. Had a huge jump, and Turner didn't get a good grip on that baseball, so he just holds on to it. 33rd stolen base in 36 tries for Valdez. And the go-ahead runs at second with no outs for Wagner. Wagner with 22 RBIs on the season. This would be a great time for number 23. Vannelli looks at second. Two-strike pitch to the plate, misses outside, 2-2. Wagner sixth on the team, or tied for fifth on the team in RBIs. Big spot for him. 2-2 outside, good take from 0-2 to full. As Wags looks to reach safely for the second time tonight. First base is open, but not really a situation where you want to put somebody on. 3-2, tipped into the glove of Turner. That's a strikeout for Vannelli. And a big out number one for the dash. So here's Jackson Holliday coming up in a big spot. A chance to give the Birds the lead. We're tied at three, home seventh. He is 0 for 3 tonight. Takes a first pitch ball outside. Counts 1-0. Holliday is batting 298 on the season with Aberdeen with a 927 OPS. 31 ribbies. 1-0, swing and a miss. Big cut at a changeup there. And a delayed steal of third for Valdez. He's in there. Well, Valdez loves to do that, especially when he's on second base with a chance to pick up third. So he gets to third base with only one out. His second stolen base of the inning. And his 34th of the season in 37 tries. And now the infield has to come in all the way around for Winston-Salem. Runner at third with one out for Holliday. 1-1. Holliday flips it foul down the third base line. And the count goes full. Holliday hitting .488 with runners in scoring position this season with a .621 on base percentage in those situations. Big spot for him here trying to untie this game. Valdez a healthy leadoff third with the infield in. One out. 1-2 pitch coming up. Here it is. That's high. 2-2. Well, this is a situation where, although there are two strikes on Holliday, I wouldn't be surprised if Vannelli really tried to nibble here and, you know, wouldn't be surprised if Holliday ended up walking. 2-2, grounded foul, so Holliday stays alive. Taps that one over to the first base dugout. Holliday's OPS with runners in scoring position this year, 1.249. 23 ribbies with men in scoring position. 2-2, flicks one into center field. It's down for a hit. A go-ahead RBI single for Jackson Holliday, and the Birds lead it 4-3 here in the home seventh. Holliday just stuck his bat out there, flicked one into central, and the Birds take a one-run lead. Valdez in from third, and the line keeps moving for Dylan Beavers. So Holliday does his job, and the Birds regain the lead. Third lead they've had tonight. And one of these two teams scores for the first time since the fifth inning. 1-0 pitch coming up to Beavers outside, and it's 2-0. 2-0 on Beavers with Holiday at first, swing and a miss. Well, Luis Valdez got things started, dumped a single into right, stole second, Wagner struck out, Valdez then a delayed steal of third, and Holiday brought him home. Move over to first, Holiday dives back in. Count still 2-1 on Beavers. Short lead for Holiday, 2-1. Beavers went after it down in the zone. And the count's 2-2. Birds lead at 4-3 thanks to the go-ahead knock from Holiday. Birds would love some insurance. Try to tack on a few more. 2-2 ripped into the right field corner. That's down for extra bases. Beavers flying around first. Holiday flying around second. He stops at third. It's a one-out double for Dylan Beavers. And the Birds have second and third with only one out in the home seventh. The Beavers ripped that one into the corner. That's his first hit of the night. And for the Birds, that is the second extra base hit in this one. And before we go any further, another visit from pitching coach John Eli. So Eli and the entire Dash infield will talk things over. Birds lead at 4-3, bottom seven. Holiday brought home the go-ahead run with a single to center. Beavers just doubled to set up second and third for Willems. Tough start to the night for Vince Vannelli. Vannelli entered this game with an 8.86 ERA in 18 appearances with AA Birmingham. This is his second appearance with Winston-Salem this year. But he had not allowed a run in two innings prior to tonight at High A this year. But that's changed tonight. Infield in all the way around for the Dash as Willems fouls one back behind home plate. Count goes to 0-1. Chase Plymel threw 2 1/3 scoreless innings in relief of Andrew Dahlquist, but now Vannelli a tough go of it. Willems smacks one to left center. That's down. It's going to bring home two. It's cut off by Burke, but not before Willems pulls into second with a two-run double. Holiday in from third, Beavers from second. And the line keeps moving. Four hits this inning for the Birds, two extra base hits. And Willems gives the Birds their second straight two-bagger. So there's the insurance that the Birds needed. And Aberdeen up 6-3 on Winston-Salem now. So Willems picks up two ribbies. And now another shot for Ben Cosme. First pitch misses low. So three runs home here in the seventh as the Birds' bats break out. Next pitch to Freddie, over for a strike, 1-1. Well, I spotlighted Ben Cosme in the pregame show today and talking about his numbers lately. Entered today's game with a .316 batting average and a .381 on base percentage in the month of June. He is 0-2 with a walk tonight. He's also stolen a bag and scored a run. 1-1, low and away, 2-1. He's hit safely in 16 of 20 in June, entering tonight. And one of the best features in Freddie's game is the fact that he doesn't strike out very often. The bat-to-ball skills are excellent. 2-1 ripped over the head of the first baseman, Gusenberg, into the right field corner. Willems chugging around from third. He's in to score. Ben Cosme pulls into second. It's an RBI two-bagger with swagger for Freddie Ben Cosme. And the Birds add another. It's now 7-3. Three straight doubles for the Birds, and five of the six batters who've come up to the plate this inning have hits. And this is what you call a rally. RBI single from Holiday, double from Beavers, two-run double from Willems, and now an RBI double for Ben Cosme. Well, he stays hot at the plate. Here's Ardue, big cut there, 0-1, as he came up empty on a fastball. Ben Cosme is now 12 for 22 in his last six, with seven RBIs in that span. Oh, 1, another swing and a miss, and Ardue is down 0-2. All nine starters for the Birds have reached base safely at least once tonight. The middle of this order getting it done. Counts 0-2 on Silas with a man at second and one down. Swing and a miss. Went upstairs for a fastball, and he is out number two. Birds lead at 7-3. And we're going to have another pitching change here in Aberdeen. That's it for Vince Finelli, as Winston-Salem manager Guillermo Quiroz is out to the mound. He's going to take the ball from his reliever. His line is not closed. He's responsible for Ben Cosme at second, but he's allowed four runs so far here in the seventh as the Birds have taken the lead. It was 3-3 entering the home seventh. It's now 7-3. Birds in control, looking for more. We'll take a quick break. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, WAMD Aberdeen, and Bally Live.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Four runs home in the bottom of the seventh for the Birds, and still with some work to do. Ben Cosme at second with two down for Jacob Teeter. Teeter, the eighth man to hit in the inning, and he will do so against new pitcher right-hander Everett Hazelwood. Hazelwood, the fourth pitcher of the night for the dash. He misses low and inside. Ball gets away from Turner, the catcher, and allows Ben Cosme to move up to third. So the wild pitch puts another insurance run 90 feet away. Luis Valdez opened the inning with a base hit to right. He stole second, got to third on a delayed steal. With one out, Jackson Holliday brought home the go-ahead run with a single to center. Beavers doubled to set up second and third for Willems, who sent a two-run double to the left center field gap. Ben Cosme ripped an RBI double down the right field line. And after an Ardue strikeout, pitching change for Winston-Salem. 1-0, Teeter, a cue shot that hits the third base bag and goes into shallow left. An RBI knock for Jacob Teeter. Big turnaround first, but he stops there. A little cue shot off the end of the bat that hit the third base bag, and nothing that Wes Kath could do about it. Five runs home for the Birds here in the seventh as Ben Cosme comes in to score. And that wild pitch proves to be big. So 8-3 Aberdeen now, and Higgins is now the ninth man to hit in the frame. Six hits for the Birds in the inning. Three doubles and three singles. First pitch to Higgins, misses inside, and the count's 1-0. So the Birds throwing up a five spot. They go up five. They lead at 8-3. Next pitch from Hazelwood, misses outside. So with five runs here in the seventh inning, this is the 14th time this season the Birds have scored four runs or more in an inning. Ninth time they've scored five or more. 2-0 pitch coming up to Higgins. Fouls one back behind home plate. It's 2-1. Impressive showing for the Birds' bats tonight. Took a little while for them to break out. They had three runs through six innings at the plate, and now five runs in the seventh inning alone. Hazelwood trying to get the inning ender in relief of Vince Vannelli. Next pitch hits Higgins in the back. And the inning continues. So Teeter to second and Higgins down to first. Well, that doesn't feel very good. Right in the middle of the numbers. So Higgins taking off the protective gear. And the Birds have now batted around as Luis Valdez steps up to the dish for the second time this inning. Well, I was talking about it earlier. I mean, all the talent on this Birds roster, a lot of exciting young players on this team. I mean, this is a team that can absolutely make a run at the second half title. Showing you why tonight with what they've done in every facet of the game. Valdez swings at the first pitch and skies one over my head in the broadcast booth behind home plate. Counts 0-1. Eight runs on eight hits, no errors for the Birds. They have six hits this inning. Four extra base hits tonight, all doubles. Three of them in this inning alone. Valdez ready for the 0-1. Here it is from Hazelwood. Fastball right down the chute. And that is over for strike two. So Everett Hazelwood, the 6'2 righty from Mission Viejo, California, trying to stop the bleeding for Winston-Salem. Right-hander comes set with two on and two outs. 0-2 the count on Valdez. Here it is. Fly ball center field. Burt going back on it. Couple steps back and straightaway center. He makes the grab. And the inning finally comes to an end. But the Birds send 10 to the plate. They score five times. They do it on six hits. Three singles, three doubles. No errors in the inning and two left on. Well, head to the top of the eighth. Birds all of a sudden up five. It's 8-3. Keep it locked right here on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
8-3 Ironbirds over the dash, top of the eighth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Well, the game was tied at 3 going into the bottom of the seventh, but the Birds exploded for 5 runs on 6 hits. They left two on, but plenty of damage. Three singles, three doubles, and everybody getting it done tonight. All nine Ironbird starters have reached base safely. And now Carson Carter back to work with a five-run lead. But his first pitch of the inning hits Tim Elko in the back. And the leadoff man is on for Winston-Salem. Carter did not want to do that. Birds looking for a shutdown frame. They've got a five-run lead to work with. They won last night's game 5-2. They led the entire way. They have not trailed tonight, but the last two times they grabbed the lead, the Dash came right back to tie it. But with a 5-run lead this time, hoping that doesn't happen again. So here's Turner, the catcher, who hits with a man on and no outs. First pitch from Carter, misses low. Carter's already worked a season-high 2 1/3 innings tonight. Nobody's up in the bullpen right now, so we'll see if he can get through 3 1/3. Counts 1-0 on Turner. Chopper to second. Ben Cosme waits back on it to second for one. Holiday over to first. Throws offline. So a 4-6 fielder's choice. Elko, the lead runner, is cut down. And Turner safe at first. Throw was in time, but a little offline. No error because Birds did get an out on the play. And that brings up Sean Gusenberg, who tied the game with an RBI triple in the fourth. He is 1-for-3 tonight. Birds lead it by 5 as Carter misses outside with a curveball. Counts 1-0. The last time Carter pitched at least 2 full innings was June 2nd, 2 scoreless at Hudson Valley. 1 inning or less in each of his last 5 before tonight. 1-1 outside corner for a strike. 1-1. Well, Carson has done a heck of a job. He has now tossed 2 2/3 of scoreless baseball. Roberto Mercado trusting him to go deep in the game now at 43 pitches. His 44th pitch is sent back, foul. It's 1-2. Well, this has been a really fun game tonight, an exciting game. A lot going on both sides for the Birds. The pitching's been excellent. Trace Bright and Carson Carter combining to allow just 3 runs so far tonight. And offensively, 8 runs on 8 hits, with 6 of those hits and 5 of those runs coming in the home 7th. 1-9 getting it done tonight. Luis Valdez started it up in the bottom of the 7th with a single. Holiday brought home the go-ahead run with a single. Beavers doubled. Willems then a 2-run double. Liner into center. Beavers plays that on a hop. Quick throw into second, but it is a base hit for Gusenberg. And then after the Beavers double to set up second and third with the Birds up 1, Willems a 2-run double into left center. Ben Cosme brought home another run with an RBI double into the right field gap. The right field corner. And then Jacob Teeter, a cue shot RBI single that hit off the third base bag and went into left. So all in all, 5 runs on 6 hits in the bottom of the 7th for the Birds. So first and second for Winston-Salem. Here's Wes Kath, first pitch high. Count 1-0 on the Dash third baseman. Carter looks at second pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone. Good one there to even the count at 1. One pitch, another swing and a miss. Good fastball there, living up in the zone. And Carter's loving that spot. Well, the last time Carson Carter worked this deep into a game was when he logged 4 1/3 innings of 1-run ball on July 6th last season for the Birds at Brooklyn. That's a career-high 4 1/3. Looking to get through 3 1/3 tonight. 1-2, a little bit outside. So, last season, Carter very often worked at least 2 innings. Before an injury ended his season in late July. Next pitch, swing and a miss. A strikeout for Carter. That's just his second of the game. He's done a great job pitching to contact. But he'll take that right there as Wes Kath goes down swinging for the third time tonight. Tough night for Kath. 3 strikeouts and a double play ball. That brings up Taishi Nakawaki. Runners at first and second with 2 down in the away half of the eighth. Pitch from Carter. Good breaking ball inner half, and now he's just feeling it. He's been around the strike zone quite a bit tonight. Getting ahead of hitters. Looking to complete a season-high 3 1/3. 0-1, breaking ball missed over the head of Nakawaki. Got out of the way of it. Count 1-1. So first and second with two down. Carter taking his time, winding down the pitch clock. 1-1 outside. Taking his time out there. Now his 2-1. Foul down the right field line, out of play. And now Carter one strike away from getting out of this inning. Carter's been great tonight. Working with a 5-run lead, looking to get through this inning. 2-2, check swing, he went around. And that is strikeout number 3 for Carson Carter tonight. He's logged a season-high 3 1/3 shutout innings. Gets a hug from his catcher, Creed Willems. That is an excellent performance from Carter tonight. Well, he gets the Birds into the home half of the eighth as they look for more. Birds lead it 8-3. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth after these messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom eight in the Dean. It's the Birds 8 and the Dash 3. Game was tied at 3 going into the home half of the seventh when the Birds exploded for 5 runs on 6 hits, including 3 doubles. Birds with 4 extra base hits among their 8 hits total tonight. And they've got the top of the order due up here in the bottom of inning number 8. Wagner, Holiday, and Beavers against Everett Hazelwood, who got the final out of the 7th, and he's back out for the 8th. Hazelwood took over for Vince Vannelli, who gave up 5 runs in 2/3 of an inning. Birds looking for more. 0-1 to Wagner's over for a strike. It's quickly 0-2. Max struck out swinging for out number 1 in the 7th, but the next 4 after him reached. Single, double, double, double. And that's how the Birds tacked on the first 4 runs of that inning. And then Jacob Teeter, 2 batters later, followed with an RBI single. So 5 runs in total in that 7th. Counts 1-2 on Wags. Pitch from the righty Hazelwood, inside and low. Trace Bright was really good tonight. Gave up 3 runs in 4 2/3 with 8 strikeouts and only 2 walks. Carson Carter in relief has been so good. 2-2 outside. So Carter has logged a season-high 3 1/3 innings of scoreless baseball with 3 strikeouts, no walks, and he's scattered 5 hits. See if he comes back out for the 9th or if the Birds go to the bullpen. They've got action out there. 3-2 pitch, high ball four, and Wags works the count from 0-2 and comes up with a walk. That brings up Jackson Holliday, who brought home the go-ahead run with a single to center his last time up. Holiday's 1-for-4 tonight with the single. Takes high and away. And the count's 1-0. Well, Hazelwood has lost the strike zone all of a sudden. Was ahead 0-2 on Wags and then walked him. 1-0. Holiday flips it foul, out of play left side. Birds had just 3 runs on 2 hits through their first 6 trips to the plate tonight. Broke out for 6 hits and those 5 runs in the 7th. Every starter's reached base safely. A lot of them multiple times. Wags leading off first, he's back. Wagner has reached safely twice, Holiday once, Beavers twice, Willems once, Ben Cosme twice, Ardouin once, Teeter 3 times, same for Higgins, and Valdez once. 1-1, ground ball to short, could be 2. Step on the bag at second for 1, over to first, and it's a 6-3 double play. So Nakawaki took that himself to the bag, and all of a sudden, 2 gone and no one on. Here's Dylan Beavers. Ripped a double into the right field corner his last time up. One of the 6 hits in the 7th. See if he can keep the inning going. Pitch outside. Count is 1-0. Hazelwood has spent the entire season with Winston-Salem. This is his 19th appearance out of the bullpen. Came in with a 9.53 ERA. Now Beavers sends one off the facing of one of the suites up here behind home plate. Count moves to 1-1. Next pitch outside 2-1. 28 and a third innings of work for Hazelwood entering tonight's game. Opponents came in hitting 304 against him. 2-1, half-hearted check swing, but Beavers went around. And the count moves to 2-2. Now Beavers asks for time. And the 2-2 to Dylan. Fights it off foul. And we'll do it again. Beavers with his double tonight now has 8 hits over his last 6 games. 2-2, 2-out pitch, swing and a miss. Went after a changeup down in the zone, and the inning is over. So the Birds go quietly. They send the minimum 3 to the plate in the home 8th. But they'll take a commanding 8-3 lead into the top of inning number 9. Chance to close it out when we come back. New pitcher, I believe, coming in the game. We'll find out when we come back. Keep it locked right here on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer FlexPacks. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now. Save over 25% and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas.
Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronbirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronbirdsBaseball.com.
Top of the ninth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Marcantonini bringing you the action. It's the Birds 8 and the Dash 3 as Jacob Burke, Andy Atwood, and DJ Gladney, the top three in the Dash order, will be the first three to greet right-hander Yaki Rivera in his Aberdeen debut. Rivera just called up from Low A Delmarva prior to yesterday's series opener, and he wastes no time showcasing his electric stuff. First pitch fastball, swing and a miss from Burke. Tying him up and in. And the count's 0-1. Rivera in a low-pressure situation here. Gets the cutter over for a strike. It's 0-2. 19-year-old right-hander, 6 feet 2 inches tall from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Misses outside with a breaking ball there. And the count goes to 1-2. Posted a 169 ERA and 18 relief appearances for the Shorebirds, a well-earned promotion up to high A. And now time's called as Willems is going to take a quick jog out to the mound, make sure that he and Rivera are on the same page. Just 5 earned runs in 26 and two-thirds for Rivera with Delmarva. 39 strikeouts, 15 walks. Opponents hit 178 against him. He last pitched on June 23rd. 2 scoreless innings against the Augusta Green Jackets. Gets a check swing there, appeal down to first, and the base umpire Samuel Carey says that Burke did not go around. Count goes to 2-2. 2-2 fought off. So Rivera makes his Ironbirds debut after he posted an 0.96 ERA with 14 strikeouts and just 3 walks over his final 6 appearances for Delmarva. 2-2, chopper to the right side, and it's a foul ball. Impressive numbers. He's got electric stuff. Had a 1 ERA in 5 appearances in April, 3.24 ERA in 7 May appearances, and then the 0.96 in 6 June outings. 2-2, oh, he hit Burke around the leg. And the leadoff man is on here in the ninth. Well, he was ahead 0-2 and then ends up hitting him. Didn't want to do that. So Rivera, the third pitcher of the night for the Birds. Trace Bright started, went 4 2/3, gave up 3 runs with 8 punch-outs. Carson Carter, 3 1/3 scoreless. So I mentioned earlier, Yaki Rivera, one of the newest Ironbirds, the newest Ironbird, is he was just promoted yesterday. First pitch, fastball misses high to the right-handed hitting Atwood. It's 1-0. Rivera and right-hander Juan Nunez, the two most recent promotions from Delmarva to the Dean. We'll see Nunez pitch at some point this series. Fastball sent in the air center. Beavers a couple steps over towards right center, makes the grab. So Rivera records his first out at high A, and now he can settle in as Gladney steps up with one on and one out. So one gone with one on for Gladney, who singled his last time up. Birds lead it 8-3, top nine. Rivera misses inside, 1-0. So 2 scoreless in his last outing for Delmarva. He gave up a run in an inning, his outing prior to that, but just 1 earned run against him over his last 8 outings with the Shorebirds. 3 runs in total, but 2 of those unearned. Can't get a whole lot better than that. Just one earned run over his last eight appearances. Next pitch, fastball misses inside, counts 3-0. Well, you can tell right away that this kid's got electric stuff, that the fastball just jumps out of his hand. But locating it, of course, is important as well. Here's his 3-0, fastball inside, ball four. So he's hit a batter and walked one with a flyout sandwiched in between. Rivera trying to get the final two outs as Wilfred Varas steps to the dish. Next pitch misses low and outside. So the count's 1-0 on Varas. Birds would love a double play ball to end this thing. Looking to move to 4-1 here in the second half. 1-0, fouled back. Rivera made his professional debut in 2021 in the Dominican Summer League. 9 appearances in the DSL, then quickly moved to the Florida Complex League. Was originally signed by the Miami Marlins out of the Dominican in January 2021. Was traded to the O's on June 1st, 2022. And has been with the Orioles ever since. Next pitch fouled back. And the count goes to 2-2. So in his first season with the Orioles in 2022, made 3 appearances down in the Florida Complex League rookie ball, and then finished the season 16 appearances with Delmarva, 6.17 ERA in 35 innings. And his second go-around in low A really figured some things out. 2-2 pitch fouled back. But just good numbers across the board this year in low A. A 1.69 ERA at any level as a 19-year-old is impressive. So Rivera rising quickly through this farm system, already in high A as a teenager. 2-2 pitch coming. Here it is. Chopper up the middle, could be two. Ben Cosme has it, steps on second, pumps the glove over to first, and it's a game-ending 4-3 double play, and the Ironbirds put another one in the win column. Well, I spoke that one into existence. I was looking for the double play ball. And I got it. Nice job by Yaki Rivera in his high A debut to throw a scoreless ninth inning to preserve that 5-run lead and help the Birds finish off their second straight win this series. So the Birds have taken each of the first two games against Winston-Salem this week. A win tomorrow would give them at least a series split, but the way this series has started, the Birds are looking for much more than a split. Birds dropped the series opener in Winston-Salem back on May 16th. They won the next 5 of that series. They've won the first 2 of this series. So that is 7 straight against the Dash. And with an 8-3 win tonight, the Birds are now outscoring the Dash 60-24 this season. That is a plus 36 run differential in just 8 games against the Dash. Well, the Birds just have their number right now. And they will look to carry that momentum into Game 3 tomorrow night. Well, really everybody contributing to the win tonight. The pitching was excellent. 3 pitchers combined for 9 innings of 3-run baseball. And all 9 starters for the Birds reached safely at least once, with a majority reaching safely twice, including 2 players reaching safely 3 times. Now, this was a really fun one overall for the Birds. Gotta love a game that ends in an Ironbirds win and goes under 3 hours. I mean, that is the perfect combination. That is what every broadcaster dreams of, so I'm loving it for sure. We'll get you some final totals in this one. But before we do that, let's take a quick look at how the scoring went down. Well, the Birds jumped on the board with 2 in the bottom of the third. Ryan Higgins, an RBI double, and Max Wagner, an RBI single to make it 2-0 Birds. Winston-Salem grabbed two more runs of their own in the top of the fourth to tie it, but the Birds bounced right back and got the go-ahead run in the bottom of inning number four on a sack fly from Luis Valdez. But then Winston-Salem came right back and tied it in the top of the fifth. Game was tied at 3-6.5 when the Birds exploded for 5 runs on 6 hits in the bottom of the seventh. Valdez got it going with a leadoff single. Jackson Holliday brought home the go-ahead run and eventual winning run with a single to center. Beavers doubled. Willems doubled home two. Van Cosme doubled home one. And then Teeter brought home that eighth run with a single, and the Birds held on for the 8-3 win. Final totals in this one. Birds with 8 runs on 8 hits, no errors. The Dash with 3 runs on 10 hits and 1 error. Birds improved to 36-33 on the season, 4-1 in the second half. The Dash dropped to 36-32. They are now 2-3 in the second half. The win goes to Carson Carter. He's 2-1. The loss to Vince Vanelli. He's 0-1. No save. Game was played in 2 hours and 44 minutes in front of 1,529 fans here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Well, this was a really fun one tonight. It's always more fun when the Birds win, but any chance I get to bring you guys the action here at Leidos Field, I have a great time. Well, the Birds will look to make it 3 in a row starting tomorrow. First pitch at 7:05 for Game 3 of this 6-game set. I'll be on air for the air show, which will be streamed live on MILB TV and Facebook Live at 6:40. Ray and Stash will join me for that as the Birds look to make it 3 in a row as they look to improve on their 4-1 record to start half number two. Birds looking to make a second half surge and get into the postseason for the second straight season. They are off to a good start in half number two. For my outstanding production crew and creative services team here in Aberdeen, my name is Michael Marcantonini. Thanks for tuning in as always, everybody. Come back tomorrow and fly with me again. First pitch 7:05, pregame show at 6:40. I'll talk to you then. Have a great night, everybody.